Good morning, wonderful people, great Biafra friends, wherever you are, on the face of this very planet we call Earth, we welcome you once again to Radio Biafra live AM transmission from this very place to everywhere this very Earth ends. We welcome you, we ask you to welcome all the people, and because we know that we have listeners almost in every country of the world, some of you are listening to Radio Biafra in the open, some of you are listening via loudspeakers or amplified means of disseminating this very information, some of you are hiding under the bed to listen, some of you are using earpiece to listen, some of you are hiding behind your wife's wrapper to listen, some of you are in the closet listening, some of you, when you go to the loo, you listen. It depends on where you are, depending on your degree of cowardice, depending on your degree of bravery, depending on how acceptable you are in the sight of God in heaven and that of man. That depends on how you listen to Radio Biafra and how proud of it you are. Here we are today, as every blessed day, morning and evening, we come to you with this same very message. We don't apologize for it. Our message is Biafra, 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 in truth, truth, and then truth. We don't mix up the two. We ensure that everything we do, that the propagation of this very message is entirely consistent with our objective, which is to set our people free from political and mental bondage. People must understand what we are doing. If not for our approach, Biafra will be like any other backward African country. That is why we must be prepared both mentally, intellectually, physically, and otherwise for us to not just to get Biafra, but to go on to build a civilization worthy of the children of Chukwuebiama. That is why we are here every blessed day, and that is why we will continue this work ceaselessly until Biafra comes and beyond. That is why, wherever you are, irrespective of your time zone, the continent that you're in, the country, the town, the city, irrespective of the village, the clown, the hamlet, not minding where you are domiciled, where you are living, where you are working, where you are resident, we welcome you by greeting you, accepting your presence, and also acknowledging that we have mornings, afternoons, evenings, and even night for some people, because this earth keeps spinning round the sun every blessed day. That is why we say good morning, good afternoon, good evening, and good night to some of you. And this very time in the morning here, it is night time for those of them on the eastern seaboard of the United States of America. That is why we say, wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing, we are welcoming you to the only platform of truth where we are not afraid to speak the truth. N'ihi na eziokwu na-agbakọ nwa, eziokwu, truth is there for all to see. People can tamper with it, they can mess about with it, but it endures forever and ever because it is the truth. That is why every basic facet of life, it is irreducible for the simple reason that it is predicated on truth. That is why science dominates, because it is based on truth. One plus one will always be two, unless you introduce other variables, which means it is not a lie. That is why the very foundation upon which the earth is built is on mathematics, something that you cannot reduce. 2 plus 2 will always be equals to 4, no matter what you do. If you start counting 1, 2, 3, 4, you keep counting it until the world comes to an end. It is infinitum. It never comes to an end. The same way as Yeshua prayed, he said, and I, forever and ever, forever and ever. If you begin to count 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, 6, you will count it from now till you are 170 years old. You are still counting. You have not finished counting it. So is the length and breadth of understanding of the Most High God, Chukwuebiama, in whose grace we have come to preach this very gospel. And that is why we say that all that we are, everything that we were in the past, everything that we have become, all that we are going to be, with our atonement approaching, we offer to the Most High God himself, Chukwuebiama, for his mercy and kindness towards his children, And on the third, starting from 4 p.m., we are going to say to Chukwu, if you know the same way you protected us when Muslims came before, not when they came with the help of the British. No, because we allowed the British in. If you know exactly how you stopped us from becoming Muslims in the past, Chukwu Abiyama, that same thing you did in the past, we are asking you to do it again. That's all we are asking for. And this Biafra will be offered up to you in perpetuity, that your name may be praised and mankind will know that you are God. People may be ashamed of who they are. People may not be comfortable with who they are. I am proud of who I am. I am a child of God, circumcised on the eighth day after I was born, in keeping with the covenant that Chukwu Abiyama made with Abraham. As old as that. I am a child of Chukwu Abiyama, descended from the bowels of heaven itself. Where we come from is unique. There is no other place like it. That is why we are special people, and that is why we must call down his grace from heaven. Come the third and the fourth of this very month. This is the first day of October, the day that Satan Ekwensu prevailed. This is the day that our slavery as a people, both mental, physical, even metaphysical, every type of bondage was consolidated on the 1st of October 1960. From that day, men turned from men into animals. From that day, the stamp of disapproval, I would say, not approval, from the British became entrenched. From that very day, everything you know about the Zoological Republic, everything you know about the entrenchment, the embodiment, the wholesome existence of unimaginable corruption, unimaginable political carelessness, I'll put it that way. Unimaginable poverty and hunger, poverty of the brain, of the mind. That day, it was all consolidated for the world to see. That is the day that the existence of the animal kingdom itself, the Zoological Republic, became a recognizable entity before the community of nations. The reason why you have a zoo called Nigeria is because the British said so. They made it possible. They created it. They said it must exist. They got their friends to recognize the zoo as a corporate independent entity. And that is where we are till today. That is why everybody's poor. Everybody is ill-educated. People are hopelessly superstitious. Men and women do not believe in hard work. They do not believe that man can alter his environment, that the resources you have around you can actually serve a purpose of uplifting you, of addressing your needs, your wants, and your concerns. We became so dependent on Europeans that our brain and thinking faculties disappeared with it. That is why no black person earns international recognition unless white people say so. When a white person stands up and says, oh, this black man or black woman, oh, he's very good, then we know. We had Chimamanda with us, Adichie. Nobody knew who she was until the white people said, oh, she's a very good writer. Everybody's jumping up and down, Chimamanda, Chimamanda. Yes, because a white person said so. Anybody who have seen the artistic excellence from the Enlightenment, from those Dutch masters, from every fine painter, from Botticelli to Michelangelo to Da Vinci, just name them. Do you know that I have somebody, or I used to know somebody, who is a better painter than Michelangelo? That very person is an Igbo boy or an Igbo man now. His name is Reginald Akuchie. Ask anybody that grew up in Umuahia. Ask anybody that went. He was so good that he got a scholarship out of Government College Umuahia to go to University of Nigeria and Soka to go and study arts, fine arts. Reginald Akuchie is his name. Go and look at his sculpture. Go and look at his painting. The reason why you're not hearing about Reginald Akuchie is because no white person told you to recognize him. That is why we have failed as a people. The entrenchment, I just wish that God will keep him safe, alive and well, and healthy, with all his talents. Reginald Akuchie, you need to see him paint. Even if you're running, you're sitting down, if he paints you, you will understand that some people are indeed supremely talented. But because he's from the zoo, because he is a Biafran, an Igbo man, nobody gives a... Oh my goodness, I wish I was a millionaire. I wish I was in those days. Reginald Akuchie today, his paintings and his works will be sought after. But you don't know all these things because no white man have come to tell you that Reginald Akuchie is class. Because of that, you don't know. You wait for a white person to tell you, oh, this person is good, you know, and then you start jumping up and down and saying that person is indeed very good. You don't have it in you. The reason why you don't have it in you to spot talent amongst yourselves and be very proud of who you are is because the entrenchment of your inferiority complex started nearly 54 years ago today. The 1st of October, 1960. Everything you know about yourself was crystallized. You turned from a human being into a monkey and an animal. You started to inhabit the zoological republic. From that very day, Satan took possession of your brains, of your body, of your mind, and of your soul. That is why nothing good can come out of the zoo. Ever, ever, ever. That is what people are saying. They have dresses and clothing, green, white, green. Today, many years ago, you turned from being a human being into an animal. And we are here today trying to reverse back the damage done to your psyche, done to your brain, to make you a human being once again. That is what Radio Biafra is all about. That is why people from other nationalities, Africans all over the place, including professors in South America, they listen to Radio Biafra because they understand that what we are doing is unique. It is phenomenal. They have never seen anything like this before. Never, ever, ever. And that is why Radio Biafra is here to stay. That is why we will ask for people, more people who understand what it means, what it takes to be a child of God, to come and do what we are doing. People may be ashamed of themselves to proclaim who they are. When white people came, we are not ashamed. They told us, you accept the European way or we kill you, or we call you savages. And we accepted it. Nobody is going to tell me that my own way or the ways of my ancestors is not good. I won't accept that. I will not. Accept it. The ways of their own ancestors were very, very bad. When they? Very, very bad. But here they are today, lording everything over us. This is Radio Biafra. Welcome you. My name is Nnamdi Kanu, the host and director of Radio Biafra. And by the very special grace of God, a servant of the wonderful people of Biafra. Chukwu Abiama is God, and for that reason, Biafra will come under our watch. Man may do all they can to try to stop the work of God, but I am somebody that believes that the more difficult a situation is, the better. I want things to be as hard and as difficult as possible, because with it comes greater glory. With it comes greater glory. We welcome you. As soon as the barrister himself is able to join us, I will not hesitate to bring the very eminent barrister to your attention right now, wherever you are on this planet Earth. We are sure you are listening via satellite, that you are listening via radiobiafra.co, that you will tell people to please go and download TuneIn app. They can also download free Radio Biafra app onto their system, with which they can be able to receive and listen to Radio Biafra live on interrupted transmission this very morning and onwards. If you go to radioforest.net, if you also happen to stumble upon Biafra Restoration as well, very, very important.com, Biafra Restoration.com, Biafra Voice.com, P people of Biafra.org, indigenous people of Biafra.org. Write all these things down. Tell your friends and your families. Tell those around you. Tell those of them who are lovers of truth and of freedom and of liberty. Go and proclaim it that Biafra is coming, that we represent the light in a continent of immense darkness. Tell them that we bring hope where there is hopelessness. Let them understand that those who have been rendered asunder and kept on the fringes of affairs, that their inheritance will also be restored in New Biafra. Let them understand that those of them marginalized, that those of them brutalized, those deported, those of them who are bombed, the women that have been made childless, the children that have been made orphans by the deadliest existence upon anybody that you can ever encounter on the face of this very planet, being a Nigerian, the worst thing that can ever happen to any human being. Tell them that we are here to restore the hope of those of them that are hopeless, that those of them who are marginalized will be returned to the fold and rehabilitated. Let them also understand that those of them that have been politically disenfranchised, unable to select those to represent them, that in the new Biafra they will be able to choose those who will govern or who will preside over their lives. Let them also understand that in the new Biafra, that we will hold people responsible for their acts in office. Let them understand that in the new Biafra, there will be no looting of the treasury. They must also know that in the new Biafra, there will be openness, there will be transparency, there will be accountability, not just on a theoretical level, but also on a practical footing. We will do what we say we are going to do. Radio Biafra, the indigenous people of Biafra, is setting a template for how the new Biafra is going to look like. People will come and people will go. As we are doing this very thing, and we are crystallizing, very slowly but surely, we are beginning to identify those that has what it takes for us to go and get Biafra. The hardcore. The die-hard Biafrans, those that make up the very rock upon which this very effort is being built upon, they are beginning to form and to take shape. That is why we must continue to remain incorruptible, which means we are unbribable. There is no day we can wake up and stop doing what we are doing. I remember before people will say, maybe one day if they give them money, they will change. When they realize that we are incorruptible, they switch to something else. And as they switch to those things, we chase them, we confront them, we destroy all these little myths about what we are doing with Biafra. Because they understand there is only one way to go and get Biafra in truth and honesty. That way is Radio Biafra. That way is the indigenous people of Biafra. Here we preach the truth. Here we set it out very clearly that this is the path that will lead you to life. This one will lead you to death. And the indigenous people of Biafra will go forth and carry it out. That is why we are here. That is why we are going to remain here until Biafra comes and beyond. We welcome you anytime our lines open, which it will open, please. We enjoin you to try and call +44 208 133 9976. That is our main line, +44 208 133 9976. We have another line as well, our UK main studio line, +44 78 313 0836. All this information you can find on Radio Biafra London, the largest collection of people anywhere or in cyberspace discussing one simple issue. That is Biafra. We are nearly 500,000. Radio Biafra London is the largest in the whole world. The largest Facebook group in the world is Radio Biafra London. They say people are scared. I'm afraid, though. They are doing Biafra. If you wear a t-shirt, they will shoot you. rubbish. Oh, my goodness me. Some of us, our brains are damaged. Irreparably damaged. I was in Indonesia. I wear the t-shirt at Enugu. I wear our t-shirt anywhere I am going to. Very proudly will I proclaim that I am a Biafran. Biafra existed before the zoo did. Nigeria is doing independence today 54 years only. Only 54 years. We have been existing for over 5,000 years. 5,000. 5,000. For every 10 years the zoo existed, Biafra have been in existence for over 1,000 years. 1,000 years. Over that. There was Biafra before Norman the Conqueror left Normandy to go and conquer present-day Britain. William the Conqueror, rather, from Normandy in France. People don't know that. William the Conqueror, the founder of modern England in 1066 at the Battle of Hastings. Before he set out to go and conquer them, we had in CBD. We were writing and counting. But once they came, because they are white, anything they tell you, black African monkeys, you accept. Because of that, you abandoned everything that you were. You jettisoned your way of life. Everything that made you unique as a people, you abandoned it. Of course, we are not saints. Of course, we are not. And for those of them that will say, oh, they are doing this and they are doing that. It was not very good. Yes. Have you read about the history of the gladiators in Rome? Have you read about the savagery of the Vikings? Have you read about the history of the Lombards? Have you read about all of them, the Lombards, the Viking, the Vandals? How do you think the word Vandal came in? You don't know that the people called the Vandals in Europe? They will go out and massacre people. You think Boko Haram is bad? They used to be worse than Boko Haram in Europe. The same place that is today a holy site, Rome. People used to pay people to go and watch men being killed for fun. For fun. Today it is holy. The same time our own ancestors were being bad, their own ancestors were worse. But they woke up one morning, came to you, and told you that, oh, you're a savage. Our way is better. They brought chocolate. They brought whiskey. They came with a boat and they came with a gun. They can drop an animal over 200 meters away. We said, this is miracle. A people given to superstition, anything that they do is wonderful. Wonderful. Not us. But we are here to correct that. We are not against anybody. People can do whatever they wish to do. But leave us alone. That's what we are saying. Just leave us alone. Go and do your own thing. Anything you want to do, you are free to do so. But for us, leave us alone. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you wherever you are. The time here now is 27 minutes past 7 a.m. in the morning. Wherever you are on the first of the planet, we welcome you. And I also welcome the barrister himself, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined us this morning. And as I welcome the barrister, I will instruct the barrister. I will tell him also to welcome other people all over the world. And as the barrister does so, you must also welcome those around you. Tell them you're listening to Radio Biafra. Tell them that today, 54 years ago, the zoo, the monstrosity, the devilish empire itself, tell them that the blood-sucking, monstrous existence of the zoo was ratified about 54 years ago, and tell them that we are here to bring it to an end. Biafra has come that the zoo may die. Barrister, please, go ahead.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
Good morning, fellow Biafrans, wherever you are. We are waking you up this morning, those who are still sleeping. Wake up and embrace Radio Biafra. We tell you the truth as it is. We don't massage words here. We are asking you to join us on Radio Biafra as we have already started to tell you what the world is saying and how we are going to restore Biafra. Yes, Director, today is the 1st of October. The zoo are preparing to celebrate nothing. They want to celebrate the oil. Ill-gotten oil from Biafra land, and some of our people will join them. They will share money. They will share blood at the same time, according to the wife of Lord Jonathan. They are sharing blood and sharing money. That is what that country is. Everybody didn't say it. She says it. You know, that all this blood being shared on this land.
But she's right. Barrister, isn't she right? But she's right. They're sharing blood, aren't they?
They are sharing blood, of course, although she accidentally said it. But they are sharing blood and sharing money.
Yes.
Because remember, everything is sheer. So yes, as soon as she mentioned blood, the next thing that went straight into her mouth was blood. So they are sharing everything. Sharing blood and sharing money. And I know she was meant to say shedding blood. They are doing everything, Director. And they want to celebrate the sharing of blood and the sharing of money. That is all Goodluck Jonathan could attest for. That is all he could praise himself for. To give our college those who do not. If you remember, Director, he gave a certificate to Lugard that messed all of us up. He gave him accolade, gave the Queen accolade, thanking them for creating the zoo where everybody shares everything and people are dying. No accountability of any shape or form. But they're all happy there. I saw one Yoruba man talking on telly, posting how Nigeria is a place where you can do A, B, C, and you get B, C, D. And I was looking at him. Yes, of course, because he's favoring them. He's favoring them. Hausa and Yoruba, Fulani, Boko Haram, it is favoring them. We've said to a few of them, you go and create your own empire. The Afra is going. And I don't know what they are afraid of. Because of the oil. We are not even using the oil yet. We are still prosperous. Director, apart from the killings, the place upon us. Regardless that we are not making use of the oil, we are still prosperous. So, what can they say? They have to go their own way. And we have to go our own way. It's a shame that they cannot make any economic sense of the oil they are drinking, sharing money and sharing blood. Yet, it's like you're trying to subdue and subjugate somebody. The same person you're subjugating and subduing is still springing up from somewhere. Just like you were saying yesterday, Director, about the lake that came into Enugu, the heart of Biafra, the capital of Biafra. Water coming and everybody, you said the Yorubas nearly took the whole jerry can to fetch the whole water off.
As soon as the Yorubas came and started fetching water, the river dried up.
I could not stop laughing.
The river dried up.
They took the jerry can. Director, what I was saying to you yesterday, I sent you Obama's request that I should donate money. I sent it on your email to support what we are saying yesterday.
If Obama can ask for money, how about us? Anyone know where guy
is? Director, people are mad. When we say, we give evidence. Anything we say here on Radio Biafra, we give evidence. We just don't talk for talking sake. Because for you to win any case at the court of law, you produce your evidence. Res ipsa loquitur. The facts speak for itself. That is what we do here on Radio Biafra. We don't fabricate stories. We just don't talk for talking sake. We talk, we produce, and all, if you like, provide evidence. Director, it's too early for me to start shouting because I'm on the computer. Typing according to the assignment you gave me.
Yes,
good morning.
You're a good man. Thank you very much. The very eminent barrister himself and attorney at law, Barrister Mamezu, who has joined us this very morning, as always, very dedicated, very loyal, in service to his country. In service to his country, the barrister himself is a very good man. He's a very good man. This is Radio Biafra once again. When our lines open, we are not open yet. The numbers to call remains 0044 or 00944. If you're calling us from the zoo, only for the zoo, 00944. Or 0044 if you're calling from any other civilized place on this earth. 0044-208-133-9976 plus 44 or 0044-208-133-9976. We also have our main studio line in London plus 44-78-313-08-376 plus 44-78-313-08-376. We are also on Skype. The Skype is Radio Biafra. All one word. Radio Biafra. Everything is working. Radio Biafra. add us to your Skype contact list if you can. But if you call us, we will take your call. We may not be able to accept you as a contact because we are oversubscribed. But if you call us regardless, we will be able to take your call. Radio Biafra on Skype, please. Radio Biafra only. All lower casing, all one word. Radio and Biafra together. Search for us on Skype. We are there. If you also add us on Radio Biafra 1, Radio Biafra and then the figure 1, Radio Biafra 1, all one word, you will also be able to get us. We are also on Rapid Response 68 for all the principal officers of state, for all those serving their country in truth and honesty, all our zonal coordinators, all our nationals, all our treasurers, all our secretaries, our PRO, everybody serving their country. If you want to get hold of us via Skype to speak, to make an announcement, should you have one to make, you come to us via Rapid Response 68. This is Radio Biafra. We welcome you. I am proceeding straight away to go and bring you the news headlines and accompanying news summary. You can't defeat the ideology of Boko Haram terrorists, we are telling them, as they have killed scores of people. They have burnt 540 houses in Michigan yesterday. People are still dying. Today is Independence Anniversary for idiots and monkeys. You were set free from one cage to another. Before, you were running around wild in the Serengeti. On the 1st of October, 1960, they built a fence around you. What is barbed wire? They fenced you in. You started feeding on each other. 1960 to 1966, even 1962. Crisis after crisis. You know, with Yoruba people around. Crisis, problem after problem after problem. The zoo has never recovered. For you to build a country, you must have people that have the same value system. We don't have the same value system. If the British are so good, this is one thing about the Europeans, and it drives me mad. If the oneness and togetherness is fine, if mixing Christianity and Islam is wonderful, if mixing people that believe in their natural God and all these things are wonderful, why have you not accepted Turkey to join the EU? Why is Albania not a member of the EU? Why don't you allow Bosnia Herzegovina to be a member of the EU? Because they are Islamic countries. But they're in Europe. Why have you not allowed Turkey to join the EU? Why? Now you see, it is this hypocrisy and inability of black people to reason that is why they are poor. And I will keep telling them every day until they change. I will keep telling them, this OGD believe black people are foolish and stupid. A white man comes and says, oh, don't mind, it's togetherness. There is diversity in unity. All that garbage. Ask the British man telling you this nonsense. All the hopeless ambassadors that they will trot out today to talk about the zoo. Ask them. Ask United States of America. Why don't you allow Taliban to come and establish in the USA? Why don't you go into the same country with them? After all, Alaska is up north. Why don't you go into the same country with Islam, with Saudi Arabia? Why don't you join together? Britain, why don't you go and join with Turkey and be one country? This is the thing about black African people. Anything they bring you from Europe, your body starts vibrating. You don't ask questions, you accept. You start to vibrate. Yes, because they make chocolate, they make biscuit. They make good things, yes? You don't ask simple questions. Look at all the countries that ask questions like Japan. Are they not doing well? When they came, Japan said, okay, wait, we are coming. And the Dutch ran away. I am asking you, if being together in one big country is sweet and wonderful, you mix Islam with Christianity, why is it that Turkey have not been allowed to join predominantly Christian democratic Europe? Why in the EU? Have you asked yourselves why? No, you won't ask now, you African people, what do you know, you're blacks. Do you reason? No, you don't. So you won't ask. Any garbage they give you, you assimilate. You absorb without any question. Anytime you scratch the surface of the facade they are presenting to you, the truth begins to bubble to the surface. The truth of the matter is that no two religions can inhabit the same geopolitical space. Never in the history of humanity. One has to be dominant. In America, it is Christianity. Dominant. You can build your tiny mosque or your synagogue inside. They don't care. One is dominant. Before Christianity came to Europe, it used to be pagan worship. They used to worship Arose before Christianity came. When Christianity came, it became dominant. There is no other religion. It was so dominant that they had to travel outside to go and fight other people, threatening Christianity with the sword. Most of you don't know this. With the sword. That what they brought you, they brought with knife. If you say no, they kill you. Oh, my dear Lord God in heaven. Chukwa Biama. You listen to Radio Biafra and you are blessed. Your knowledge, your understanding, your breadth of understanding will grow exponentially. You will understand what it means to be a human being. Because most Africans are not humans. They are worse than animals. That is why they can't reason. The question I give you today is this. If living in one large country, everybody mixing together, Mandioshi Mandiama, everybody, Yorubas with their fraudulent way of life, Uluwole, forging checks and everything, mixing together. Yeah, Biafrans doing their petty buying and selling, others doing resource control with their heart. Houses moving Nama from one place to the other. If it is good to be in one big country with cattle rearers, ask Britain. Dear Britain, why have you not allowed Turkey to come into the EU if Christians and Muslims should live side by side? Simple question. And you see them fall to pieces. Our people do not ask questions. That is why they are daft. Daft to the core. This UG. Daft. Here we change you. Here we allow you to begin to think like a human being. When you question certain things in life, people start to complain. Why are you questioning it? Oh, so you don't know, my dear, that if the laws of gravity was not questioned, there would be no aeroplane. You don't know that aeroplane flying in the air is in direct contradiction to the laws of gravity. And the laws of gravity is nature. So you don't know that aeroplane that you're flying in, you are defying nature. Oh, you don't know that? I can't help you. You ask questions. Only those things that are truthful can stand the scrutiny. Anytime you ask a question and people begin to hide, begin to throw up defenses, you know that there is something, they are hiding something for real. There is something they don't want you to know. Because truth is truth. I have said it before. 1 + 1 = 2. If you like, jump up and down. Bring one thing and you add another, it makes it 2. Not 3, not 4, not 5. That is the truth. That is why every principle of creation is based on a mathematical concept, including the formation of the leaves on a tree. It follows the same pattern of nature. I have said it before. They gave you 12 months, 12 calendar months, which is wrong. It should be 13. It should be 13. The moon comes out 13 times in a year, not 12 times. But you see people prepared to die for Europe, for European calendar. They will kill themselves. They, oh, please leave it. Oh, it's God that made it. I said, no. The forces of nature says that it is 30. They'll say, no, who are you to say that? 28 days times 13. You get what you're looking for. Nature ordered everything. Some people came and tampered with it. Some people came. If you say that is a lie, I've said it before. A woman sees her period 13 times in a year. Every 28 days. In line with the moon. In line with nature. And you're telling me that there is no God. The person must be insane. If there is no God, then how come that the child, the conception of life, is aligned with the coming and the goings of the moon? People don't know this, do they? But of course, you listen to Radio Biafra, the finest university of its kind in the world. The best there is. The best there is. Your brain opens up. Come here and your brain will open. You begin to reason like a human being. You begin to ask questions that will lead you into life. When people are lying in a court of law, do you know how they find out who is speaking the truth? By what is called cross-examination. Anything that is running away from being questioned, that thing is fraudulent. In a court of law, when two people are quarreling, the only way you find out who owns something is by asking them questions. Cross-examination. The barrister is a learned man, and I'm not. He should know this better than I do. You can't defeat the Boko Haram ideology. Of course you can't. Benefactor of Boko Haram terrorists, APC, Islamic Brotherhood Party, Buhari, why I want to be the president come 2015. He has been president before. He wants to be another one. What is it that he's coming to do now that he couldn't do before? Only in the zoo. Only in the zoo. Buhari will, I won't say anything. Ohaneze and Igbo haven't adopted President Jonathan yet. They're listening to Radio Biafra now. We lambast them and the idiots, they change their mind. Ohaneze and Diara and Dioshi. Ndi Beribe, Ohaneze and Ndi Beribe. US confirms first Ebola case. I can't see Abanegahon. There's something we say where we come from. You know, you do certain things and inadvertently you consume your own poison. I can't see Abanegahon. USA confirms first Ebola case. But they have the drug now. They have the nano silver. They will treat the person. But those in Liberia are quarantined. And the president of America is a black man. I have said this thing before and I'll say it again. If George Bush were to be in power, Bush or Clinton, those drugs that Americans are using, they will send it to Liberia immediately. But there is a black, when they say it's from Africa, Obama from Africa. Where is the drug? The same drug you, also, are you now telling us that the drug you use to treat white people is different from black people? You tell us now. You treated white people that contracted Ebola and they survived. And the black people are dying in Liberia. And the black man is the president of America. Hey, dear God in heaven. Nigerian military take over Abuja. Soldiers from the Guards Brigade, Nigerian Army, have taken over the entire security of the Federal Capital Territory as the British created Zoological Republic plan to celebrate or mark their independent anniversary from the British, the great deceptors, the great liars that came and told you, don't worry, you can be together in one country, it is nothing, it is diversity in diversity. In their own country, a Catholic cannot be king. You don't know that before? We are telling you now, the law was only changed 2 years ago. You don't know that before, a Catholic who is a Christian can never be the king or queen of England. There is nobody who is on the throne of England that can become a Catholic or marry a Catholic. You never knew that before. I said it, that no two religions can occupy the same space with equal gravitas and authority. It has never done anywhere. No place on this earth. Anybody telling that bunkum is talking rubbish. Rubbish. That is why the same Biafra and Abambia, this Biafra we're fighting for, will be founded under God, under Chukwu Abiama. Simple and short. If you don't want to live there, you get away. It's Yeba Zuzupu. Look at American currency. In God we trust. You go to Britain, Queen Elizabeth II, Her Britannic Majesty, is the defender of the faith. The number one minister to God when it comes to Church of England. She is a Christian. Hardcore. Not just Christian, an Anglican Christian, not even Roman Catholic. And then you go to other parts of Europe. Is it Germany? Is it France? Is it Italy? Is it Spain? Catholicism. Catholicism, no space for any other group, even in Christianity, to come in. But when it comes, oh no, allow everybody to come. The idiot telling you allow everybody in their own place, what is happening there? Are they allowing everybody? I am an educated man. I went to school and I can't apologize for it. If you know that your points are superior, you come, we argue it. Oh, diversity in diversity. In your own place, are you diversifying? Will you go to Saudi Arabia and see the Saudi king marry a Christian? You must be drunk. Even ordinary zoo, people that drink the blood of cattle and the milk only to survive. The Hausa Fulani, cattle headsmen, nomads. Will you go to, will an Eme marry a Christian girl? No, we are in diversity and unity and diversity. In the church, these are useless people. Useless. They can't reason. Will an Eme marry a Christian girl without asking her to convert? The answer is no. Then what nonsense are you talking about diversity in diversity in religion diversity? Rubbish. You want me to abandon Chukwu Abiyama? Chukwu, God punish you. You cannot defeat the ideology of Boko Haram. We continue. Members of Boko Haram yesterday killed scores of people and burnt about 540 houses in Kubi and Watu villages of Michikaloku government area in Adamawa State. Residents of one of the affected village Watu also informed Leadership newspaper that many people were killed in the attack when the insurgents struck and started firing sporadically while detonating explosives, leading to the destruction of many houses. A fleeing resident of Watu village, who simply identified himself as Zira, said the insurgents struck the area in the early hours of yesterday before most of the residents woke up from sleep. He said most of the residents were trapped in their homes as the insurgents started shooting and setting off explosives, which led to the destruction of many houses, including lives. According to him, the insurgents had a free day as they continued their rampage, maiming and killing residents with impunity without resistance. He said, "The insurgents took complete control of our village as security operatives. We are nowhere to be found," which made the case even more pathetic as the insurgents continued to kill and destroy properties with reckless abandon. Another resident of the area, Malam Abu, said he escaped death by the whiskers and ran into the nearby bush where he was hiding, adding that his escape was rather miraculous as he was awake when the insurgents staged the attack, which enabled him to escape, adding that other residents that are not so lucky might have been killed. Abu said, "Since the insurgents struck, I could not see any of my relatives who with whom we were staying, and I am afraid they might have been killed. They burnt our houses and some of our children, women and old men. We are trapped in the inferno that is still burning. More properties are burning because there was nobody to put off the fire. I don't know why they are so merciless in killing anybody they come across this time. If these blood-drinking, milk-drinking, unpasteurized milk, I will tell you, fresh milk from Minani, if these people that are involved in all this nonsense can be ruthless to some of the people they encounter, imagine what they will do to you when they get to Biafra land. Do you think anybody is going to protect you? I don't know why Boko Haram is wasting time. They should come very quickly. I want to look at our people and tell them, did I not tell you you're foolish for you not being prepared? We fought a war between 67 and 70. We are not prepared. By the time Ojukwu brought out his father's money, £6 million, to go and buy arms, well, we are already under invasion. The arms, some of the arms couldn't come in. Is that not true? You never prepare in advance. Biafran men don't plan ahead. They never prepare in advance. This is the very first time in the history of the people of Biafra that we are attempting to plan ahead. The very first time. It's never happened before. And people are busy talking rubbish. The former head of state and chieftain of the APC, the Boko Haram party, the chief sponsor, the Al-Qaeda branch you have in that part of the world, is called APC, the Party of Rocha Sokurocha, of Bilie Human Rights Initiative. These are the vagabonds intending to. Maybe no wonder they think maybe if Buhari goes in, there will be one or two contracts, and they'll go and buy that cab and answer Eze Ndibo, Nandiara, Nandioshi. That's why now. No wonder they must have seen something. APC is going forward. Jonathan will not run. If he runs, they'll probably kill him. That is why. Can't you see it? They will be the president. That time, they will go and buy 15-year-old car, a Jeep, and be doing guy. Can't you see we've arrived? Let Igbos unite. That is the way we behave, you see. Men without shame and honor. No shame, no honor. No shame and no honor. Former head of state and chieftain of the APC, General Muhammadu Buhari, yesterday in Abuja, formally declared his intention to seek his party's nomination to contest next year's presidential election, saying the country is tired of 15 years of purposeless leadership by the PDP. The expression of Buhari's intention is coming exactly 1 week after former Vice President Abubakar Atiku, another presidential aspirant, declared the willingness to run for the same office. Now, this reminds me of one very simple thing. There is one of our brothers who is in America. He's into media, doing media work. Well known. He's an Igbo chieftain. You know, everybody can, you can be an Ohanaeze chieftain. If you buy a red cap, you buy a walking stick, you buy in Kalaria. Then you go and sell 1,500. You are now a chieftain. That's the meaning of it. So anybody can be a chieftain if you want to be. There is an Igbo chieftain in America. Do you know how much he raised for Buhari? $130,000. The last time Buhari said he was running against Jonathan, an Igbo man. $130,000. Igbo men contributed in America towards Buhari. I'm waiting. I will announce his name very soon. I'm waiting for one person to call from America and say, all these things people are doing, the money you are collecting. And then I will tell them, you contributed for Buhari, a jihadist, Boko Haram, to run. You donated 130. They were scrambling to give money to Buhari to run. Igbo men in America. Did you ask Buhari what he did with the money? Ndigbo. The answer is no. You have not contributed one dime to Radio Biafra, but you're asking us, hey, Ghana, to do it. The one you gave to Buhari, what did he do with it? Because you think you get contract. Do you now see why God abandoned you people? Ndigbo, you see why you're floundering all over the place. Your daughters are selling their babies to buy weave on. They cannot afford underpants. Your daughters are having to sell their babies to afford to buy lipstick and makeup. Do you now see the reason why? You think you're smart, but indeed you're very dumb. You don't know anything. You gave money to Buhari, $130,000. These people put together in America, we are asking for money to buy bullets and guns to defend your villages. And you're saying, what are you going to do with it in the era? Mad people. We continue. Ohanaeze Ndio Shin and Diaman and Diara, they have spoken again. The apex Igbo sociocultural criminal organization, Ohanaeze Ndiara, yesterday debunked claims that it had adopted President Goodluck Jonathan or anyone else for the forthcoming presidential election. Do you know why they said it? Because Chekwa Sokoli lambasted them a few days ago. Do you see what happens when you speak the truth? They were lambasted a few. Chekwa Sokoli lambasted Ohanaeze a few days ago at Ohanaeze's own event. He lambasted them, and rightfully so. Now, what are they not changing? Are they not changing now? Is Ohanaeze not? Look at what my good friend Gary said. Chief Gary Nnachi Enwo Egariwe, who made the clarification at a post Igbo Day 2014 press briefing held at Finotel Hotel Zoka, said the Apex Igbo group was still making consultation on the issue. They have not adopted Jonathan yet. Why? Because Chekwa Sokoli came out publicly to lambast them for adopting Jonathan. You can see old men. They have made money before. They shared 5 billion before. They are insatiable. Greed. Afeju. They want more money from the presidency. That is why everybody is queuing up. Igbo chieftain with red hat and then Kalaria. Chieftain, you've arrived. You go to London and you see them all over the place. Come to London and see them. With Kalaria. Hey, we are working. Everybody, every idiot is talking about Igbo unity. Let's unite. Every animal is working for unity. Yet they are not united. For nearly 20 years, you're working for unity. You've not united. Is there something wrong with you? You've been working for unity for 20 years. There is no unity. There must be something wrong with you people then. You need to unite under lies and deceit. How can the children of God do that? Impossible. Impossible. U.S. confirms first case of Ebola. A traveler from Liberia, of course, a traveler from Liberia to the United States has been officially diagnosed with Ebola. The United States Center for Disease Control and Prevention said today the individual said is said to have left Liberia on the 19th of the month and arrived a day later with no symptoms. But they caught him. I remember going through Sri Lanka. I went through Colombo Airport. Colombo is not Europe. It's not a first world country. Neither is it America or Canada. We went there, and as I was transiting through Colombo Airport in Sri Lanka, I saw a sign that said, if you are coming from the zoo, they said Nigeria, Liberia, Ghana, or any other West African country, please don't go beyond this point. Stand here, somebody will come and see you. Colombo Airport, the sign is there. Colombo Airport in Sri Lanka. Former Ceylon. Those who are sensible and reasonable people. The British named them Ceylon. Go and check it, Google it. Ceylon, the tea, because they are known for making very fine tea. Ceylon. They said, what is Ceylon? They changed it immediately to Sri Lanka. These are people with brain. And they are doing well today. Go and look at Africa. Anything a European says is right. Oh, your name is Nigeria. Your name is Liberia. Your name is Cote d'Ivoire or Ivory Coast. Your name is Niger. Your name, all that rubbish. Nonsense. You're answering foreign names. Where are you today? Ordinary Sri Lanka changed their name from Ceylon to Sri Lanka because they have pride. Black people don't have pride. They don't have it. They don't know the meaning of it. They do not know the meaning of pride. That is why they are the poorest people in the world. That is why they are the most wretched, the most wicked, and the most evil in the whole world. There is no sense of pride, no honor, no dignity. None whatsoever. And that is why you are poor. If you ask, oh no, don't ask. Don't ask. Don't ask any question. It's the making of God. Onegu, who told you? You are dabbling in ignorance of unimaginable proportion. And we are here to open your eyes that you may be able to see. Or else you go blind. The Zoom military, they have taken over Abuja. Soldiers from the Guards Brigade, Nigerian Army, have taken over the entire security of the Zoo's capital, Abuja, as the animals celebrate their 54th independence anniversary from the British. There was no country called Nigeria before the British came. Therefore, Nigeria is a British creation. You cannot therefore be independent from something you did not create. But we are black people, what do we know? The security beef, according to sources, was necessitated by the intelligence reports regarding plans by the Boko Haram terrorists to cause mayhem in the Federal Capital Territory this very day. The Federal Capital Territory is Gwari land, Gwari Hausa land. They built it with the money coming from Biafra land. There is no place in Biafra land as beautifully built as Abuja. The person that instituted the building of Abuja is a Yoruba man, Obasanjo. That is why he's a coward, of course. That is why Hausas love him. The only Yoruba man they can allow to rule them. Obasanjo. And all Biafran funds were sunk into that very place. And today, they are there holding their celebration. That is how foolish people are. This is Radio Biafra, and our lines are open following the conclusion of our news headlines and accompanying news summary. If the barrister is able to get back to me, I shall go to him. I shall go to him, or else our lines are open. If you call us, we will be able to take your call. This is Radio Biafra. Wherever you are on the face of this very planet, we welcome you. Our numbers, once again, remains +44208133 9976. We are also on Skype on Radio Biafra and Radio Biafra 1. We are also on +44 98 No, plus 44, not 987, it's plus 4478 313 0378. All our lines are open and all systems are go. If you have anything to say, if you have anything to contribute, if you have any opinion to offer, this is Radio Biafra, and we welcome you. We welcome your views and we welcome your opinion. If you call us, you'll be able to put it through here. And this is Radio Biafra. As I said, if the barrister himself is able to join us, I shall quickly bring him to you. Wherever you are, we welcome you once again. On a day, we are reporting that the zoo, the creation of the British, that they are planning in more ways than one to celebrate their ignorance. And that is something we do not do here on Radio Biafra. If you come to us on Radio Biafra, you will be able to learn. You will be able to appreciate what it means to have your thinking faculties functioning the way it should. And if you come here and speak to us, your voice will be heard all over the world. And we welcome you wherever you are once again. The time here now is approximately 4:05 a.m. in the morning. And this is Radio Biafra. We must remind each and everybody once again that our atonement is coming up on the 3rd and on the 4th. The atonement is coming up on the 3rd and on the 4th. If you wish to be part of that, please make sure that you contact your coordinator where they are and see the arrangements they are making in relation to that very exercise. Please try and find out the arrangements that they are making and make sure that you are part of them. Our lines are open and our people are calling as we expect them to. Of course, they have to. Ndeziogu. This is Radio Biafra. Your name and where you are, please.
Assalamu alaikum.
You're welcome to Radio Biafra. What is your name?
Assalamu alaikum.
I don't know what to say. I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Somebody saying salam alaikum. What does it mean? I don't know what it means. What does it mean? Hello?
Mohammed.
Your name is Mohammed.
Salam alaikum.
I don't know what salam alaikum means. I'm not Arabic. What does it mean? Where are you calling from? Where are you from? Where are you from? Mohammed. Exactly. He is saying salam alaikum. And I want to ask him, he's a coward and he couldn't say where he is calling from. If you tell us where you are calling from, I'll ask you if salam alaikum is your traditional language, if it is your local language, or if you're saying salam alaikum, are you speaking Arabic to us? Are you Arabic? Salam alaikum is Arabic. Are you speaking Arabic to us? The reason why we broadcast in English on Radio Biafra is because of our global audience. I want to ask you. So if you know the language broadcasting, you greet us in that very language. Our lines are open. There is somebody called Mohammed. He is saying salam alaikum, whatever that means. Whatever that means. I wish our people can give us the implements, give us the tools to go and fight so that we can go and meet these idiots where it matters. This is Radio Biafra. We are coming to you this very morning. All of you, wherever you are, irrespective of what you are doing, our lines are open and we welcome you to call us if you have what it takes. I wouldn't expect many people to call anyway for the simple reason that we are asking very serious questions. We are asking very serious questions about those that have been able to contribute, those that call and are unable to substantiate what they said that they have done. We need people that speak the truth, the whole truth and nothing but the truth. And that is why we must continue what we are doing. We must continue on this very track to let the world understand, to let people know that not many people actually contribute towards Radio Biafra funding. We want to prove it to you. That is why we'll ask you questions now. And that is why our phone lines cannot be ringing like before. Can I was yours, sir? I said, no, mad people. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Good morning, director.
Good morning. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
My name is Ebechukwu Odiako. I'm calling from Niger.
You're calling from Niger Republic. Is that correct? Republic. Yes, go ahead. Go ahead, please.
Yeah,
go ahead.
I called you yesterday.
Go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Hello?
Go ahead, for goodness sake. Turn your system down.
After, I called yesterday after broadcast in the morning.
Yes.
I want to contribute about the movement. But I want to know the account number of Nigeria. I can send it there.
This number you're calling with, is it your number?
Hello?
This number you're calling with, is it your number?
Yes, it's my number.
I'll send it to you via text.
I called yesterday, you never took it.
Okay, I was very busy then, maybe.
Is
this your number? I'll get somebody to send it to you. I will get somebody to send you to text you the number. Okay?
Okay.
Thank you. Thank you very much. Thank you. We have another caller on the line. This is Radio Biafra, your name and where you are.
Good morning, Director. Are you talking to me?
I'm talking to you, please. Your name and where you are.
Good morning, Director.
Good morning.
My name is Festus Sunoka. I am the coordinator of Verona. By the special grace of God, the servant of the indigenous people of Biafra.
Yes, and you are one of
Director,
us.
Director, I say good morning to you this morning.
Good morning.
It's been a long time. It's been a long time I haven't been on air. But I always follow up the programs and all. As I told you before, that we are waiting for the D-Day. I urge every of my fellow dear friends, and I greet my fellow coordinators, that we talk the date of the monthly contribution. I greet all my executive. I greet every coordinators as well. Both those who are having meet up, I urge you all to try your possible best to see that Italy stands in where their position is supposed to be. I greet Irania for his courage, and I thank him very much for taking the courage, because it is not easy to control his state, to class of, to be a national coordinator. I want everybody to try his possible best, and most of our coordinators all over, to try their possible best to pay their Biafra Defense Fund. Try your possible best and pay your Biafra Defense Fund. Each of every coordinators. That will boost all the fighting up. Please, I am begging you. Director, I want to greet you once again and greet my fellow sisters, brothers and all that in Biafra land, working harder, taking the pain, dodging the bullet, dodging the Ebola, taking all the stress and all day and night to see that they stand on their feet, not compromising. I want to thank you. Call it on, dear friends around the corner. We are just passing through stress and all. Wish God will see us through. Super Biafra, that won't be afraid to stay. We always see us through. Don't lose hope. It will be in your presence. If you see Biafra coming, it will be a glory of joy that you are part of the game. Please, I am begging you all. There are many temptations that will come. It will tempt you to do one or two things to betray Biafra, but being the Biafra son and daughter that you are, you will always defeat the victim. I thank you, Biafra, this morning, and I want you to contribute anything you have. Don't be afraid. The radio is yours. Biafra is all of us. We are here to get Biafra together so that we can live in peace and harmony. Good morning, Director. I'm here once again to stand by and listen to the rest of the speech. Thank you, Director.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, Festus Sunoka. He is one of us. He is one of us. We don't say that often, but he's one of us. He works very hard. He loves his country. Therefore, he's one of us. Cyril DK, stay where you are on the coordinator's line. We are going to the other Skype line as well. We have a caller there. Your name and where you're calling us from. This is Radio Biafra. The caller on Skype, can you hear me?
Yes, I'm talking to me.
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, your name and where you are. Please, your name and where you are.
Good morning, Director. My name is Chukwumaeze Obi.
Good morning. Go ahead.
Yeah, I'm living in Cologne.
In Cologne, yes, we know.
To come.
Go ahead.
I have to, I happen to come from Ubuli Hejiofo in Oru local government.
Wonderful people. Please turn your system down. I can still hear myself. Turn your system down, if you may, please. Turn it down and then you speak. You're from Ubuli Hejiofo, is that correct? Yes, please, go ahead. Go ahead.
So, Director, I only say more of this to the able. Everything is working well and we are trying our best. We are working well to achieve our aim in getting Biafra. I know that most of the people here in Kolon they don't want to wake up, but I'm begging people from Kolon to wake up from their slumber. Let them wake up, let them come out for this struggle. Let them contribute so that at the end we will see the light at the end of the tunnel. More greetings to your elbow, Director. Thank you, and God bless you.
Thank you very much, and God bless you as well. Cologne is up to date, so we excuse you for that. The caller on the other line, by which I mean the coordinator's line, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. This is Sewell, DK,
yes,
the
sir.
South African rep, sir.
The South African rep. Please go ahead. We are listening. Go ahead.
Is an African.
You are the African rep, but you are resident in South Africa. Please go ahead.
Yes, sir. Thank you, sir. I just want to give you a breakdown of our report, because Africa. Many a times when you are talking, you always omit Africa. For some times now, I've been listening.
You are right.
You know, we're always at last, but I don't want us to be at last.
That's very good.
So that is why I just want to, to call and let you know that Africa, we are coming up.
That's good.
It's not maybe, the Africa used to know before. You know, this is a new, regime. I want Africa to be, in the forefront of this struggle. So, please, sir, whenever you want to call, I want you to, when you are calling the continent, mention Africa, because I don't want Africa to be, and Africa. You know, Europe, this, that, and Africa. No, we're going to say Africa, and I'll do so.
I have learned from you. Please go ahead. I shall do so.
Thank you, sir. Ghana, I just want to, mention the, countries I've already paid.
Amount as well, please. Can you tell us
the amount? Yes, sir.
Go ahead.
Ghana have paid £100. They have paid their £100. And Senegal have paid their, Senegal paid 65,000 naira. And they pay it into Biafran account.
Yes.
Mozambique have paid 51,254.68.
Yes.
You know, is the way it come up. You know, they paid it in, Biafran account.
Yes.
South Africa paid 22,000 naira.
Why is South Africa as big as they are? Why are they paying? Look at ordinary, that I would say ordinary because Mozambique is very strong. Why is Mozambique paying more than South Africa? I don't understand it. Why is that?
Mozambique pay for 2 months.
Okay, that's fine. That's fine. Go ahead.
And Angola have paid £100.
Yes.
They pay it in RPL account.
Yes, they did.
Biafra land, we have 5 zones whereby, River State have already paid. 20,000, Delta State 20,000, Imo State 20,000, the other Abia State haven't paid and Anambra State haven't paid. In Nigeria, we have 4 zones whereby Lagos State have already paid 20,000, Kaduna, paid 5,000. I think they are just a bit struggling, but
that's fine.
Edo State have already paid 40,000, which is for their 2 months.
Edo
State, yes, sir.
That's amazing.
They pay 40,000, which is for their 2 months. Abuja paid 20,000, sir.
That's amazing.
Yes, sir. This
what,
is the one that
already. What is happening to Ivory Coast?
Ivory Coast. What actually happening? I've been communicating with them. What actually happened there? They said that after the 30th of May, 30th of May, they had a problem with authorities there. They are giving them problem. They cannot be able to even though to have meetings. Brethren are running around. They don't want to come together. But now we have already put things together. They are working and they have already submitted their all the whole necessary documents which will help them to do. They are waiting for the registration to come out. Any moment from now, the registration need to come out. So they will come out fully to, you know, to participate. We just give them that, you know, grace this, you know, last month. But this month they will do something. I've already communicated with them. They will do something. And we have another new branch, which in Benin Republic, I've been communicating with the gentleman, you know, is doing well. You know, this month he will do something. Benin Republic, he just started. And
somebody call from Benin Republic now. I will send you their number as well. I will send you their number via Skype. The brother rang the first caller this morning, I believe, the first sensible caller, the other one was Mohammed. The first sensible caller this morning is from Benin Republic. I will send you his number so you can contact him. And he also wants to make his own contribution. He wants to pay for the defense fund. So you'll be able to direct him accordingly. Okay?
Thank you.
I want you to please note these countries I'm going to mention. Because they were strong before, and I want them to come back. We have people in Congo DRC.
Yes, sir.
Go and revive Congo DRC. I want to know what is happening there. We have people in Gabon. They have made contact with me, and they also participated on the 30th of May. Revive that very place. Gabon also is important. And Cameroon. Cameroon is important. You revive Cameroon. Also, Togo as well. Togo have been calling on air. They want to be part of what we are doing. Revive them as well. And our sister is in Benin Republic. That's a sister of ours who was coordinating Benin Republic. Go and find out. Speak to our dear sister, Bretuka Nibok, which will be able to give you all the details you require. I want these countries revived. And I want you to go to as far as Senegal as well. I want Senegal revived. Wherever we have our people in Africa, revive them. We have people in Morocco. Go and make contact with those in Morocco as well. We want them revived. Anywhere you have our people, we want them revived as quickly as possible. You are doing excellently well. This is the first time that an African rep is giving us such a report. And there is so much progress happening, and we are grateful to yourself, all those working with you, and the office at home as well. Thank you very much. And also the directorate as well. Uchen Nasiebu was taking it upon himself to restructure Africa the way it is today. Thank you very much. Thank you.
Thank you, sir. Thank you, sir. Thank you.
And keep on doing the good work. Thank you very, very much. This is Radio Biafra. Our people are calling us. We are obliged to take their calls, and we must do so. We have somebody on the line, I believe. No, they are no more there. They are no longer there. Please, if you call Radio Biafra, try to persevere. We have too many people calling us, and for that reason and that reason alone, we sometimes it may take slightly longer for us to be able to get to the phone, but remain where you are. You must remain where you are, please. Very, very critical. Very, very important that you stay where you are. We shall come to you. This is your radio station. This is Radio Biafra. Please, Chedozie, stay where you are. I want to go and take this call. I want to take this call. Stay where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me?
My name is Mohammed Bisoud.
Your name is what?
Mohammed Yusuf.
Your name is Mohammed Yusuf. Where are you calling from?
Abuja.
From Abuja. Go ahead. This is Radio Biafra. Are you aware that this is Radio Biafra?
Yes.
Go ahead, Mohammed Yusuf. We are listening. The world is listening, including Obama. Go ahead. He has run away. Mohammed Yusuf no longer wants to speak. This is Radio Biafra. Anybody that calls, we take your call. You know, anybody that if you call, we take your call. If Osama bin Laden were alive to call, we'll take his call. The Sultan of Sokoto, the Satan himself, he can call us if he wants to. This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah.
Caller on the phone. Can
Hello?
You hear me? Yes, can you hear me?
Yes. It's Niger. It's not Niger. Not Benin. Niger.
Oh, sorry, my dear brother. Niger. How many of you are there in Niger Republic?
Yeah.
Can you start a group in Niger Republic?
No. No, only me. I'm calling. I want to contribute.
You will. It's in Niger. I will give our Africa rep your contact details and he will contact you. Siri Udike is doing a very good job and I hope he continues. Thank you very much. Thank you. Thank you very, very much. Thank you. This is Radio Biafra. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me?
Yes, my honorable director. Good morning. Can you hear me?
Loud and clear. Please proceed. Chedozie, remain where you are. Go ahead.
Yes. Yes. My name is Bright Chimeze Ishinwa. I'm calling from Port Harcourt.
Yes. Go ahead, please. Go ahead. We are listening.
Yes. Yes, concerning the defense fund, the monetary contribution you are asking, yes, it's a good one. And which I advise our people to at least try and use their mind to do the right thing, because it's worth doing. Like for me here in Port Harcourt, I promised our people here that every month I'll be giving them 20,000 every month. But fortunately, this month, there was a prayer. They said they will have, you know, an Enugu. So that day, we have an emergency contribution, which I first of all contributed the one I supposed to give. Then the nurse said the prayer thing, which I did a little contribution, but to find out that the money that was contributed was not all that enough to carry out the meeting. So I now asked the coordinator, our coordinator here, which is Chidebere, to keep that money, okay, take back the one I contributed for this thing, for the prayer, so that before the month runs out, I will be able to make up my own monthly contribution once again, which I promised. So what I'm trying to say in a sense that people should try, because it's very, very much important, because it's not all about calling Radio Biafra and without doing anything. And I also thank our brother that called from South Africa that mentioned Africa.
Well. Yes,
yes, yes. I was happy about that. But what I'm trying to say is that apart from the one I'm doing over here, I told Kotelo that if I have millions of naira today, I'm going to sow that seed to Radio Biafra, because there is no need going to pastors to say you are sowing seed, whereby there is something bigger than that seed you are sowing to somebody that is a singular person's life, than to sow a seed into the lives of all Biafrans everywhere, because that's a good thing I believe one can do. Why will us, the Biafrans, a mass wealth everywhere, we have money everywhere, we drink all sorts of wines and all that to do, live all sorts of kind of social life, but cannot be able to contribute towards our defense fund and our monthly dues, which is important for what the director is doing. So I advise our people to try. Penny will go. 1,000 naira is something. 500 naira. By the time you keep on bringing them that way, the money will increase. But what I'm trying to say, like over here in Port Harcourt, we are trying to see if we can make out all other units. Even some of my Kwaibom friends are already they declared the interest. Even the guy brought out his place. After this prayer day, the meeting place will kick off. Even over there in Omaha, where I go to work, I try, because the coordinator in Aba, somebody, Ikechukwu Ugoha, I talk to him. I also direct a lot of people to him. So he also told me that the guy in Omaha, the coordinator in Omaha, is not active. He's afraid and all that. So,
that very person should be changed. What is the problem?
Yes. Sake? That is what we're working towards that now.
Why are we wasting time here?
I went to Omaha last week. Last 2 weeks. So I was able to get somebody, and the person says he knows you. I wouldn't want to mention his name here. He says he's your homeboy, that kind of. He's from the same place where you come from. But immediately I told him about this Radio Biafra thing. He said he knows about it, but is his brother sharing money? I said, my brother, why will you be saying this? This is not politics thing. If I mention his name, you know him. You will know him very well. He says he knows you very well. You come from the same place where you come from.
Who doesn't know
Yes. So I collected his number and gave to Ikechukwu Ugoha, which Ikechukwu was very happy, but he's not telling me the number is not going. So if by this weekend, if I go back to Omaha, I will try getting in touch with him, because I'm trying to see, hence I go to Omaha maybe every weekend to do one or two things where we work. Then I will try to see if we can get somebody that will handle that zone very well, so that that place will be formidable and being able to raise a little bit of fund, because 1 naira is money. It will increase whatever thing we are doing. So my director, I said you should keep on doing this good job. And our sister, sorry to even mention this, our sister in Abuja, that is a gift, I forgot her surname.
Amefule.
Yes, I'm Amefule, yes. Yesterday we spoke, and she said he wanted to talk to Barista. There is something she wants to, but I don't know if you can get in touch with her and all that, because she just told me a lot of things and all that.
She can inbox Barista, and Barista will contact her, of course. She can inbox Barista. Okay. She's doing a very fantastic job.
No, honestly.
And we commend her.
Trying.
She's very, very strong and a very truthful, forthright woman. They inboxed her and she blasted them. They inboxed her as they would do to. She doesn't know us. Yes. She's not very close to us. They inboxed her with their rubbish, and she exposed them and blasted them away. Other people, honestly, like those idiots in Thailand, they will fall under the... I don't understand. In fact, Satan is working with them. That's all I can say. Thank you very much, brother. Thank you very, very much. And God bless you. Continue the good work that you're doing. Chukwa Abiyama is your God. Continue what you're doing. Here, we speak the truth always, regardless of the consequences. We don't give a damn. We don't give a toss. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. Maybe they're testing out to see if our lines are working properly or not. Wherever you are, we welcome you. All our systems are good. I thought if we say to people, we'll ask you if you have donated or not, or contributed or not for the upkeep of Radio Biafra, they will stop calling us. But they're calling us all the time. They never stop. They call us all the time, which is rather very, very amazing. Let us go to the line and see who is there. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? No, they cannot hear me. They cannot hear me. We are live. We are on the air. Let us go to the line again and see who is there. Can you hear me? Chedozem, can you hear me? Hello?
I'm hearing you.
Yes. Go ahead, please. Go ahead.
Hearing you very clearly.
Go ahead.
Okay. Yeah, good afternoon, sir.
And good morning from here. Good morning from here.
Yes, I thank God for all his goodness and mercy in our lives and all the journey mercies rendering to you in all your traveling in the quest of seeing us through in this great deal to restore Biafra. I am so grateful and I believe God will continue to lead and guide you because you are golden to me. I want to ask you something. There is an issue here in our group in Facebook this morning, and we have been debating on it before you came on air. They are asking, why is there H in the spelling of Chukwu Abiyama? You usually write and put H in Chukwu Abiyama. So our people are trying to know
the reason why
H in Abiyama.
I put that H there in recognition of our lineage to the family of God, which includes Ethiopia and the Hebrews as well. I ask you now, if you go to Wikipedia and look at Chukwu Abiyama, some people use it variously also to refer to the God of Abraham as well. So I am combining it together to mean exactly two things. The God of our ancestors and also to mean come close and you will know him. I combined the two together. That's what I did. That's why I use H to that's why I put it there. If you look at Ofo, some people spell Ofo with O-F-O-H. Some pronounce it or some spell it with O-F-O only. The same thing with Oko. The same thing with, which other name is that? Oforma, for instance, to emphasize the R, the A-H that is there. That is the way it is. You can say Oforma, O-F-O-M-A or O-F-O-M-A-H. It doesn't really matter. A question of semantics.
Yes, but it's stress pronunciation when you put R, because for my own surname, Wauzor, N-W-A-U-Z-O-R, we used to put R just because we cannot put dot on under that zero or under that O. So I try to emphasize it to them. They say that it's still the same kind of brainwashing, but I told them this is Igbo lexis and structure because I am a very good English student and I know that Abiyama, why pronounce it?
Yes, go ahead. And the caller on Skype, stay where you are. Oh, Chiedozie, have we lost you? We may have. We have a caller on Skype. Can you hear me? Your name and where you are? This is Radio Biafra.
Yeah, hello. Good morning.
Good morning, please. What is your name and where are you calling us from?
Yeah, my name, as indicated, I'm calling right from the studios of Biafra Voice International. And this is the voice of Asun Zuchinedu Peters. And I greet you, my brother, Nnamdi Kanu. In London, I presume the name sounds familiar.
It does. Go ahead. What would you like to say?
Thank you. Quickly, there are three things I would like to make reference to. One is the emancipation of our nation as a free nation as unity of all Biafran people, those genuine Biafran people, to ensure that the ordinary people are freed from the forces of darkness. And that can be when we, the Biafran activists, are united and have one connecting sense of leadership, so that our people will have confidence in our nation. So I call you to this morning to inform you. I try to make it a live broadcast so that posterity will bear me witness that we all are doing all things possible to ensure that Biafran people are united. And as such, one, we would like to have a collaborative broadcast with Radio Biafra and Biafra Voice International. In that broadcast, we would like the crew members, the crew members of Radio Biafra, at least three persons to be on the studio live so that we can debate freely on air. That is, if you don't mind yourself, Uchemepo and Barrister Emmanuel to be live, while I myself and Barrister Emeka Emekeshui and one other person may be Steve Eban, as the case may be, in the Biafran crew side. Then there are things that we need to trash out. Well, number one, the truth about BBI, SCE, and the Labour Human Rights Initiative working with Russia's Okorocha. We would like an evidence to be provided, and the people that are concerned, because we would like to expose anyone within the movement that wants to compromise or that wants to make the Biafran people to be deceived, or they try to make a living, or cover a living for himself with the name of Biafra. We would like to expose all of that, and we would like you to bring on all the evidence as you may have, so that we will end this propaganda once and for all. Then secondly, we are looking into, like you, I rightly told you, and it's always out there, there is a government of indigenous people of Biafra, and Biafra people must, all of us must come together to make it happen. You have the original blueprint which I sent to you around October last year, which every other person, including the Ijaw people, including those people that do not agree in Biafra before, say, okay, if that is the case, everybody should come together. And I sent it to you, I sent it to Uchebepo, and I sent it to Karamondi, and I believe you got one of the documents. If you don't have it, I will still send it to you because I still have your email address. Then, with that document, it is well clearly stated that indigenous people of Biafra is the institution of the people and not one man empire. The situation whereby we build the institution, not the person, we deviate or we separate the people or the person from the institution, because we defend the institution of Biafra, not the person that is working for Biafra as a person, as an individual. So in that blueprint, we made it very clear that we shall have a collective government, both here in Biafra land and in the diaspora. So that is what we are going to discuss in that very section. Then, if there are any accusation, as you may deem fit, or any area of concern, as you may deem fit, which you would like to lay there in front of the people, then you bring it on. Please bring all your evidence, because the other side of the story will be told with all evidence. Nobody will be allowed or permitted to say anything against any other person without providing a clear evidence. And secondly, and finally, we should try as much as possible to promote and inspire the Afghan people and not use our means or our media to do what? To castigate the Afghan people or demoralize them or make them feel like a lesser woman. Thank you.
Thank you very much for calling. I welcome your call that you have made. But there are some things you need to clarify very, very importantly before we commence any meeting, because I welcome it. I welcome it because that's what I've been calling for. I want all these things to be thrashed out in the open. In the open. Open, recorded, and live to the whole world. That is how I do things. And I welcome it wholeheartedly. But there is one impression you must take away from here. I instituted the Council of Elders. And I also dissolved the Council of Elders. It no longer exists. That is number one. And number two, the administration of the indigenous people of Biafra as registered at the United Nations is a preserve and prerogative of the Biafran people. The Biafran people, we have a directorate of state with people who are designated to carry out certain functions, and they are doing it. I'm sure you are aware that we attended United Nations meetings on the indigenous people. We have been on the streets of New York protesting under the same banner on the 30th of May all over the world. We came out in unison as one body. There is no division. Anybody is free to come and join. I believe in freedom of expression, freedom of opinion. Anybody can believe in whatever thing they wish to believe in. But I do welcome this, and I will instruct my people to commence modalities, because it will be live, not recorded. I want a live program. That's what I called for, where all the evidence will be presented. But before we go any further, I want you to make one thing very clear. Go back to Emekesiri, go back to Egemba, and ask them, did they or did they not ask me? Egemba was present. Did Emeka ask me to allow Rocha Sokrocha to come in or not? Yes or no? And you come back and tell us that. But in the interim, I welcome what you have done. It takes a bit of courage for somebody to do what you have done, and I welcome it. But you must understand one very thing here. I just don't run the indigenous people of Biafra alone. I may be directing it, but there are other officers. There are people that own this radio station. As you may have heard, we are talking about it. They are the ones that pay. They are the ones that decide what actually happens. They decide all I do is to ensure that that thing they agreed upon is carried out. I shall also put it to them. But I thank you very much for calling. Thank you very much for that. This is Radio Biafra. We must continue our work. We must continue, because where we are, we never move. We don't move. We speak the truth. Because Chukwu Abiam is God. Any day I rise up and begin to lie to our people, the glory of God will be removed from me. I will not be able to do this work anymore. I can't do it. I can't do it. Let us go ahead and do this very work. And do it properly. This is Radio Biafra. Please, your name and where you are.
Hello.
Yes, can you hear me?
Yes, sir. Director, good morning.
Good morning.
And good morning, Biafrans all over the world. I am your sister, Iberechukwu Anubuogo. I bring you greetings from Biafra land.
Thank you very much. You've been doing very well. You've been doing exceptionally well, and your country is very proud of you. Go ahead.
Thank you, Director. I want to say it on the air that we are missing you. We are missing you. We are becoming too jealous. We want you to come back to us, Director. We are missing you.
very soon, I will be there to do this work. I'll be there to do this work.
All right, sir. And I really want to salute the courage of Biafrans, especially those of them that have been taking care of you there. I will want to pray that Chukwu Abiama will keep sustaining them too. Yes, Director, I want to come into Africa because the African rep just came on air and he said things. I will want to say first, here in Biafra land or in Nigeria, because Brother Bright Chimeze just came up to speak, and I appreciate him. I want to tell those of them here that we have our account in Enugu. We have said it in a meeting that we held in Port Harcourt. Nobody should pay any money to any coordinator's account. Nobody should pay any money to any coordinator's account. What the coordinators are expected to do is to make sure that they get this receipt. We have shared our account number and some good people are paying into our account. But some people are still calling me to say that the coordinators are saying that they must pay into the account. It is not acceptable. Let them pay into our central account and give the teller to the coordinator. The coordinator can keep that as an evidence. The defense fund, the monthly contribution, none should go to any coordinator's account. It should come to our own account. Bright Chimeze just made mention about donating some money for praying and things like that. And we are here in Enugu. We go about everywhere in Nigeria organizing our people, holding meetings. And some of these things don't get to us. If not that he came on air now to say it, we didn't know.
Oh, you don't know
so
that.
So the people,
so no money.
We don't know.
Oh my goodness.
No, we don't know. Nobody sent us such money. Nobody mentioned that to us. And we go as far as Port Harcourt. We go to Benin. We go everywhere. We go even Calabar. We go everywhere here in Biafra land and in Nigeria to organize our people, to educate them, to evangelize them. And some of these things that come through the coordinator should come to us. You don't expect individuals to come on air to say something before the information will get to us in the head office. That is not acceptable. Any coordinator who is not ready to work, any coordinator who is not ready to obey this command, should please step down. Siri DK, I want to challenge you this morning because you just came on air and director has given you some charge. Senegal, none of you knew how Senegal came back to life. We know what it took us from here in Biafra land, from the office. We had meetings severally, midnight meetings with them. We have to dissolve the executive. We have to form interim executive. And to God be the glory, we thank Chukwuma Abiama that they have done their elections and they are now functioning well. They are now functioning better. So any continental rep or national coordinator who is not ready to work should say that he is not ready to work. Do you know what we do before this money start coming in? Do you know the effort we have been putting for this money to start coming in? If you say that the COC has given you $100 to pay in a month, and you feel that $100 in a month you can get $200, why not remit that $200? Why do you just keep to it that because we must pay $100, then it must be $100? If we had allowed Biafra land and Nigeria to be paying $100, will you get that amount of money that you called on air now? So we expect what is happening here in Biafra land and in Nigeria to be replicated in other parts of Africa, because this struggle mainly belongs to those of us in Africa. Let us not just allow those of them in diaspora. Africa can do it. Africa can do it. Africa can do it. If those of them in Biafra land have started doing it, if those of them in Nigeria have started doing it, I mean, you don't just have to tell them that it's $100. How much is $100? $100 for crying out loud. 16,000 naira in a month from a country. It is too small. It is too small. That is what one person can give here in Biafra land. A school boy, a primary school boy. We have cases here where students will say, from my pocket money, let me even give 20,000. This is the spirit that we want to begin to function in our people. Who will come and do it? Who will come and do it? If we had left Biafra land £100, that is 16, the whole of Biafra land. But look at it now, they have about 5 zones and we say 20,000. Is that not 100,000? If we get it like that from all the countries, we'll still be shouting on air, crying on air that we don't have money. This is not how we are going to fight the war. And don't forget that we are already in October. This is October 1st. This is October 1st, 2014. the defense fund is not coming in, monthly dues not coming in. How are we going to do it? And we come on air to say, Director, we love you, we are with you, we stand by you, we stand with you. How is he going to do it? Do you expect him to carry gun and go and rob? How are we going to do it, Biafrans? Is it that we don't have money? No, we have, but we don't have the spirit to bring out.
They are giving it to Yoruba pastors. Of course.
Your people are dying here every day. Your people are what our people lack is knowledge. And Radio Biafra London is bringing the knowledge. What are we going to do again is to try and plead our people, our mentality. Everything changed long ago by the teachings and by the deceit of the Hausa Fulani Yorubas. It is left for you, it is left for me who have seen the light to bring that light down here to our people. Our people are living in darkness. So if Chukwu Abiama has called you, he has not just called you to know that there is Biafra, he has called you to go and tell your people that there is Biafra. There was a country, there is a country, and that country is still there, and that country is Biafra. If you do what you are supposed to do, I do what I'm supposed to do, the director will do what he's supposed to do. We come together and it will begin to bear fruit. Director is doing too much. He's the one coming on air to say, have you paid? He's the one coming on air to say, why have you not paid? What are the coordinators doing? He will direct, he will broadcast, he will travel, he will settle coordinators, he will go to countries to say, no, no, no. Don't allow him to die. Because inside there, in his tummy, in his belly, lies the destiny of over 6 million Biafrans. My children, inclusive. If anything happened to him, we are finished. Director, I don't want to say more. Thank you and God bless you.
Thank you very much and thank you very much. We are doing the best we can. And we pray to Chukwu Abiama for his mercy, for his kindness, for his abiding love to continue to sustain us now until this his kingdom on this very earth comes and beyond. One thing I have never shied away from is to speak the truth, the whole truth, and nothing but the truth. Those of them that doubt us that we are whiter than white and whiter than snow, they are beginning to see it. They asked me once what is the secret to what is a relative success of what we are doing at Indigenous People of Biafra and Radio Biafra. And I said to them, it's the truth. Eziokwu, very simple. Tell the people the truth and that's all you need to know. They said, because truth has been with us from time. We are the only race on this earth that says Eziokubundu, that truth is life. Speak the truth. Everything else will be added unto you. You don't have problem. My dear sister, I've heard what you've said. And our people will work very hard. They have also listened to you. Our people are very good. They'll be surprised to hear me say this, but they are good people. They are good people. And I know why we speak to them the way we do sometimes. It's not that we don't love them. We love them more than they love themselves. It's only for them to change. We want their thinking to change. That thinking is what will build a good country. If we keep on thinking the way we are doing now, no good country will come. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
This is Mohammed Yusuf.
Mohammed Yusuf, can you say something? Yes, we can hear you. Mohammed Yusuf, this you are live on the air. Where are you calling from? What would you like to say? Mohammed Yusuf has gone off. There was Andiojo. They can't speak on the air. Oh, my goodness me. And I don't know if you heard, Bilie wants us to meet for unity and have a broadcast. This is Radio Biafra.
Am I the one online?
You are on the line, please.
Am I the one online, Director?
Yes, you are. Please, yes, you are.
From Achaya, Ihechioa, Inaruchuku, local government, Biafra land. But I reside in Germany. I'm the General Secretary of Indigenous People of Biafra in Germany. Director, I'm calling because of the person that called from Cologne this morning. And yes, then you didn't even ask him whether he has paid. You know, it's only four people that making all these payments in Cologne.
What?
And in October, only four, director. And in October already, October is coming, and we are now planning on how to pay, to contribute money. Immediately, money is mentioned, they will all run away. You won't see them. Now, for our tournament that is coming next tomorrow, we have already planned where we are, you know, how we are going to arrange it with that our Reverend sister you met that time you came to Düsseldorf. Now, as soon as money is mentioned, they will all run away. So what I'm saying is that even though Cologne has paid, anybody called from Cologne, ask them. Ask that very person, have you paid? If he said yes, how much did you pay? Did you collect any receipts? Now you will know that the person didn't pay. It's because Cologne paid, that's why he came out to say whatever rubbish he wants to say and to feel very good. But it's only very few people that are carrying this.
Only four people.
The same thing should
only
apply.
Four people paid,
yes,
in Cologne.
Director. Only four. So that's why anybody, even these adults, will have paid. But if somebody from there calls, ask the person, have you paid? To know whether they paid. Then you see that as time goes on, the people will be coming up to pay. Now, I'm very happy because of this idea now. Please, since the closing date for payment is on the 10th of every month.
Oh, my goodness me. I don't know. Our dear sister, are you there? Go ahead.
I will be able to track them down. Now, you see what happened in Germany. Now, you see that it's not all zones that pay. Now, you can now realize what we are going through. Whenever it's time to pay some, we will hold the money. They will not pay in order to delay. That is not acceptable. So, please, director, we should do this every 14th of every month. We start then to announce those that have paid and those that have not paid. The same should apply on defense fund. To know those who are with us and those who are not with us. It's very, very important. That's, Now, lastly, director, in our last meeting, we said that anybody, any zone that pays in Germany, should send their receipt to the national email. But the unit cassette don't do that. I don't know where they belong. They don't attend our meeting.
No, they don't do anything we are doing
together.
Hold on. No. Did you say cassette?
Yes, director. Cassel. Do not attend our
they
meeting.
Must. It is a
they
must.
Don't.
M-U-S-T.
They don't attend our meeting.
My goodness.
Yes.
My
Do goodness I continue,
goodness.
Director?
Please continue. Continue. Yes, continue. Continue.
Yeah, they don't attend our meetings. Even whenever we call meeting, they don't attend. Now I'm asking myself, why did they pay to Switzerland? Why don't they pay to Radio Biafra? Even when we were doing the national, they never pay to us. Direct, they go and pay to the Radio Biafra. I mean, this thing is a family thing. You should attend the people's meeting. Once you take part, you know, you don't just come, you come on air and say that Kassel paid, and you know Kassel is in Germany, but you don't join the meeting. You don't do anything together. That is not acceptable. They have to explain to us whether they are with us or not with us. We don't want division. What we want is unison, so that we all come together and work together. That's what we want. Director, please, it's very, very important. They should just explain to us where they are. Do you need Kassel? I mean, okay, for example, during this payment, you know, you saw the European rep announced the names of the zones that paid. All those zones send their receipts to our national email. I was the one that forwarded it to Dozier that he was able to trace it down. But Kassel never did that. We didn't even know that they have paid, only to come on air to say that they paid to Caesar. Director, it's not acceptable. You know, somebody, it's either you are with us, or if you are not with us, then you tell us, then you can belong to Switzerland. Because for all I know, Germany is not in Switzerland. Germany is Germany, Switzerland is Switzerland. They must attend our meeting. If they don't attend our meeting and join us in anything, then they should move themselves. And they shouldn't come on air to announce that Kassel in Germany. It's not acceptable, director.
I agree with
we
you.
We don't want somebody who will come and divide us.
No, I agree
it's exactly
with you.
What they
I
are
agree
doing.
With you completely. Kassel is part of Germany. Kassel will attend Germany meetings. Kassel will pay their defense force. We hate you. It's for you to be better, to sit up and be agile. It's as simple as that. We don't hate anybody. Nobody loves each other here more than I do. The things that we have sacrificed individually in order to make sure that we serve our people. You must understand that. If you think it is easy, try sitting down for 12 hours in a day. Try that and you will see how hard it is. In one place for 12 hours in a day, you see how hard it is. Please, please, please. Kassel is in Germany. Kassel, the coordinator, all of them, you are part of Germany. Withdraw your defense fund from Switzerland and pay it into Germany, and that is final. Thank you very much, my dear sister. If there's anything, I will come back to you later. Very private.
Yeah, thank you, Director. Thank you.
Thank you. Thank you very much, please. Very, very important that we do these things and we do it right. We have a caller on Skype. Is that correct? You've been waiting for a very long time. We have other people waiting on Skype as well. If you are on Skype, I suggest, I recommend that you stay where you are, please. The caller on Skype, please, on Radio Biafra 1. Go ahead.
Hello, Director. This is Elisha Michael. I'm calling from Malaysia.
Thank you very much. Go ahead.
And I say good afternoon to all dear friends from Malaysia to the ends of the earth. Director, I want to really say that when this boy, Asuzu, was talking, I was boiling. I only called because of him. These people castigated Radio Biafra. They castigated Nnamdi Kanu. Even Emeka Suri insulted the Biafra in the diaspora, calling us coward and stupid people because we give up to this struggle. Even before they will come out here to call for any unity conference or discussion, we need apology from these people because the way they talk to Biafra in diaspora is a kind of sin that we have not forgiven. I have him on my Facebook and I deleted him. I can go back and add him again to get every conversation between me and him, me and Asuzu, or is he Asuzu or whatever. They are looking for cheap publicity. These people are not good people to do anything with. Even recently, they are using a so-called choice, Eze Ndigbo, who has been inboxing me for the past 2 weeks now. And I have put them where they belong. Director, you don't know what we did here in Malaysia. It was on BFM Malaysia that the indigenous people of Biafra in Malaysia declare you the leaders of indigenous people of Biafra everywhere in the world. I know you might not understand. I want people to go back to that broadcast. Any insult to Director Nnamdi Kanu, we also take it as an insult to the indigenous people of Biafra. These people insulted us to the point we left them to be. For them to come back, these people are Kamkan worm. These people are virus. In fact, they are deadly more than a Ebola virus. Before any other thing, Nnamdi Kanu is not the owner of the Biafran people. We have international directorate, which you have to meet before they accept anything from these people. These people, in fact, they are deadly. It's not a good people to do anything with. We have done all we could do. Emeka Esiri did all he could do to bring Radio Biafra down. He also went too far to say that Nnamdi Kanu wanted the issue of Biafra to revolve within him. I made them to understand that the Biafra struggle would only revolve on truth, which the Radio Biafra has come up with. The Supreme Council of Elders was constituted by the Radio Biafra through the indigenous people of Biafra and was disbanded on this radio station also. So the Biafra everywhere in the world should know there is no so-called Supreme Council of Elders or elders of indigenous people of Biafra. There is no government. All the cases they have in the court, the issue of Biafra has not been discussed. It is their registration, their name that has been discussed on the period they went to court. The issue which they went to court has never been discussed. Instead, it is the mistake they make on their name, Bileh Human Rights, that has been discussed in the court for all this while. So I want the people of Biafra to know this. Thank you very much, Director. And may God bless the indigenous people of Biafra everywhere in the world. Amen.
He say, thank you very much for that. People are calling us from everywhere. As I told them, who am I to own? How can I own this? I don't even own Radio Biafra. I don't even own myself. Talk less of owning Radio Biafra. Talk less of owning the indigenous people of Biafra. How can you own a country? It's not possible now. Am I drunk? I grew up in the village. I don't even own my father's compound. Talk less of Ititinabo. Talk less of Omodoma in Ititinabo in Isama Falugu. It's not possible now. You don't own anything. You do everything by virtue of the powers delegated to you by the people to act. That is why on Radio Biafra, the only thing we discuss here is what you ask us to discuss. We are going ahead. Please stay where you are. If you are on the line, don't disengage. If you're on Skype, remain where you are. The caller on the phone, can you hear me? This is Radio Biafra.
Director, good morning. I'm calling from Germany.
Good morning. Sorry, your name again, please.
Mr. Onugrife, I come from Idato Umogom, Umukitere.
Yes, go ahead. Onugrife, go ahead.
Yeah, I'm calling because I don't use the call radio just regularly. I'm calling from Sugar. Why I call is because of the payment. Director, I'm 100% sure that you have paid, but my co-coordinator told him to just find out the receipt number, which he paid the money to. Make sure he send it today. That's it to the Euro
Parade. Yes, if you can do that, that will help.
I'm proposing that this thing may do or something to open a database where everybody that pays will be there automatically so that we can be paying and defending this in 2-3 times.
I know.
And our sister called from Solun. Please, if you call Sinekemam, and Sinekemam has told me that he has sent that to her, or I'm sure that should send that receipt to him, because I am the one who collected the money. Not me, Mr. Onugrife. I'm the person who, whom the reduced of people used to send all the documents. So I transferred him to him. So please, I am the person. We are not more than 4 or 5 here. We pay the money. So another thing is, Director, please, anytime these blue people call, I don't want you to respond. Director, anytime that these people see you are making progress, they will come in. You should stop that. I don't like it. Director, I'm telling you personally, please. These people, if you see the type of message I'm getting, in fact, if we here in Stuttgart or in Germany, we are some people that is long time, we could have this struggle. But we'll continue. Anything concerning these people, let us move forward. Let us know if we can achieve our country from now to very soon. 2016 is about to arrive. These people, they are looking all the means. They are looking all the way to disintegrate us, to demolish us, to punish us, so that our Biafra will not come. This is Emeka. I have deleted him right from very long time, but one is still fighting up and down. Director, I'm telling you directly, please, this our platform is open. Stop talking to these people. If they want to join us, let them go through the procedure and join us as normal people. And they will be under other coordinators. They will not be our chief. You are our leader. It is simple and ABC. Anytime you compromise with these people, me, as the son is written, I don't have anything to do with this struggle again. Thank you very much. That's what I want to say.
Thank you very much. Thank you very much, my dear brother. Thank you for that. I don't own myself. I will go to people and we defer to them. I have a caller on the line on Skype. This is Radio Biafra. Can you hear me?
Director, are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Yes, go ahead.
Yes, Director, good morning, sir.
Good morning.
This is Chukwemeka Ojukwu calling from France. Director, I just want to inform you that our atonement is right on the corner, and all the virus and the all the microbes is coming up for us to deal with it once and for all. You know, when antibiotic wants to work in a body system, it will first of all provoke all the whole viruses and deal with them later. So our atonement is coming. Do not be dismayed, because this is to show you that the good things. You know, Director, when you are getting to, you know, in a village, when we're in the village, when you are getting to a riverside, you know, this we call it Mbo, riverside, you begin to hear the odor of refreshment.
That's correct, yes. Yes.
You know, you begin to, you know that there is a small stream.
That is correct. You smell clean air. I don't know why that is. Okay. Yes, that is
true.
Yes.
Uh-huh. So, you know, our atonement is coming. Look at the all the confusionists are coming up. And there is something I want to tell our people. Director, you see, Bible said that not all that, he said that there will be a time, the first shall be the last, and the last shall be the first. And our people should know that not all that started this Radio Biafra, not all that started this struggle of freedom of Biafra, we end it.
That is
not
correct.
All.
Not all. That is true.
Not all. So the moment you are off the line, you are off the line. There's no way, there's no need of you coming back, because it is Chukwuebema who ejected you from the seat where you are. If you mess up, he will eject you. Be you who? Even you, Director Nnamdi, any person, even any person.
That is true, though. That is true. That is correct.
He will eject you direct from the seat. This is a spiritual warfare we are waging. So people should be very careful. These people, they are coming because they see that they can feel that there is new moon, there is new fresh air coming, and they want to poison it again. Remember Gideon. Gideon was with more than 5,000 soldiers. But at the end of the day, Chukwuebema said, no. You can't go and confront your enemies with this kind of people. You have to reduce it. And Chukwuebema brought a strategy of reducing them direct to only mere drinking of water in the stream. That was where he scrutinized the rebel soldiers and brought them out. Director, you see, critics criticizing our people, even castigating them. Director, it is a scrutiny. This is a direct scrutiny. And anybody that will remain after these critics and the castigation, Director, they are the rebel.
That is correct, though. That is correct.
Are you getting me now?
Of course,
man. Everybody cannot go along and to get this Biafra. If not, we'll mess everything up. Let it be anybody. I inbox you because there's something happening in our Biafra family. I don't want to voice it on air. I inbox you. I just wanted to know what is happening. Please, if you can respond to me that one later. What I'm saying is our people should be very careful. Believe human rights. Go and rest. We don't need you anymore. You are off. We don't want to see you again. If you don't want to trigger the anger of Chukwuebema on you and on your generations, let the causes you people have already contracted, let it just be as it is. But if you want to add more causes, continue doing what you are doing. We don't want to dialogue with you because our people said, when you are eating with the devil, he gives a long spoon. I disagree with it. Why must you eat with the devil in the first place? Why must you eat with the devil in the first place to give him a long spoon? We don't need to dine with the devil. So there's no need of giving him long spoon or short spoon. Your table must be different from the devil's table. So we have differentiated our table from the table of the devil to the table of Umuchukwu Abiyama, the children of God. So Bilia, go and join your father, the devil. Go and join and eat with your father as the devil. We don't need you. We don't have any dialogue with you. We don't have anybody to justify of anything. Anything. No justification. Wait until we get Biafra. Then if we have any music, we play for you, then you will dance. Director, that is what I want to say.
You've spoken very well. Did you send me the inbox now, or should I check for it later?
I inbox you.
Okay.
I inbox you.
I'll check it. I'll check it once after the program. Thank you very much. Thank you. Well spoken. People are calling everywhere. They want to speak. Do we have a caller on the coordinator's line? Can you hear me?
Yes, very well. Loud and clear. Good morning, Director.
Good morning, my dear brother. Please go ahead. The whole world is listening, although we are overrunning, but we are still here. Please go ahead.
Yes, Christian also on the line. Please, I want to make a quick announcement. That's what I'm called. I called our colleague. Fellow Biafrans living in New Delhi, India, are you ready to atone for your sins and generational sins? Then join us today on the 3rd, Indigenous People of Biafra in India. Our venue for our congregation on the 3rd, 4 p.m., will be Delhi Catholic Archdiocese, Yusuf Saddam Hall. Number 1, Ashok Place, Rajiv Chowk, in New Delhi. Yeah. For further directions, you can call 0997109734. I repeat, 0997109734. God bless you. We are waiting for you on the 3rd, 4 p.m. Thank you.
Thank you very much, my brother. Thank you very, very much. We have a caller who happens to be on Skype. Can you hear me? Can you hear me?
Yes, Director, you're talking to me, yes.
Yes, I'm talking to you. Please go ahead.
Good morning, Director. My name is Ekenezu Onyedikamo. I'm calling from Dublin, Ireland.
What is happening in Dublin? You are there. And Isaiah Bai is there. What's happening to Dublin funding?
Can Director, you I must apologize. The last month we did not have a proper meeting. Our meeting was scheduled and cancelled and then scheduled and then people didn't turn up on the day because we are planning to go and establish our people in Kerry. So because of that, there was a confusion on the from the side. The day we're supposed to hold that meeting in Kerry was they canceled it, and then this Sunday was the last Sunday that we went over there was the Sunday I myself supposed to host the meeting, but then we rushed to have a meeting in between, and that time many people were at work and there was no the number was not encouraging at that time, so we couldn't get to the point that we were supposed to get. That is why we delayed in this particular month. But we didn't sleep last night, myself and Isaiah Yoba, our coordinator here in Dublin. We made so many calls, you know, to get to be. I believe that with the response we got last night, we will, you know, put our money in.
I said 12 noon. You have how many hours? 1, 2, 3. You have about 3 hours more to go. If there is no money at 12 noon, you will dissolve Dublin.
Director, we heard you yesterday. We are working on it. We are working on it. That is what I can say, Director. I know even us traveling to that place, it's about almost four, 5 hours from here. What we hold in our hand that day would have helped us to pay the money without us receiving this words. But we think that going there is more important for now to make sure that those people over there get established. So we now do tumbum. So we now know that we have to do. We don't know that it will be this soon for us to start working to put the money back. But Director, we are in this thing together. We are not children again in this struggle. We are not supposed to be directed again that pay. We know that it's our duty to make sure that this money comes in. You know. So, but what happened last month was we did not have a proper meeting. And you know, when you plan and cancel, people get disappointed. But we will do as you said. We will try. I might ask for time to the time to be extended because we don't want to fail. But we last night, as I said earlier, we made so many calls, and I believe all of them are listening now. I'm still telling them that before 12 moon today, they should do as they promised. They should do as they promised so that we can put the money across. So, we are not playing here. I know. The journey we embark on that day, even at the point our car spoiled, and we spent over 2 hours trying to get the car going again. And those things took a lot from us. We would have, you know, make the contribution as we're supposed to do immediately. But I apologize on behalf of Biafra. And Isaiah Yoba, my able coordinator here, national coordinator, director, that guy is working. Even upon everything that befell him, the loss of his mother, the burial, and every other thing that he chose Biafra over all those things.
Of course.
So that is why I said I make a call to everyone that we should not let him down. I have made call. He has made that guy. When I look at him, I know all of us are working hard, but some people are working more harder than others. He is one of that person that we should at least try to see his the things that have come, and he keeps standing. You know, everything that, in fact, since he started paying to us in Dublin here, otherwise before he pays directly to the Radio Biafra. So he is somebody that I cannot let anything happen because he, when I look at him, I want to work with him more and more. So Director, please, I am begging to have, to have a stand of time for us so that we can this take us on our ways. We just went to that place on Sunday. I will arrive my place 4 a.m. in the morning that day. All of us, we all come together, and then this we all went to work on Monday, and Tuesday we are hearing this. Director, please, we will do what we're supposed to do, what we know we should do, to make sure that Dublin remains the way it is. I thank the people in Cork. I thank the people, even the people we went to meet in Kerry. The man, the man that let us to use his place is someone from Belfast that gave us his place.
Onyedikam, do you know how many people contribute £500 in France? France, you're looking at. Without fail. France contribute their money on the second of each month. Without fail. Do you know how many people pay that money in France? Do you know that France is a French-speaking country? They find it difficult to get a job in France. These are people that went to school in English. Everything they did is English. In France, they have to try and struggle and learn broken French to be able to go to work to support their country.
Director, I understand that, but now we are holding, we already have a meeting date. We're going to restructure some certain things. There are things that we're going to, some modalities we have to put in place so that this kind of a thing will not come again. So we will do we will not wash our dirty linen outside.
Go and do it. I know what Dublin can do.
Director, I am saying this morning with all conviction that we are on it. And these things, there must be a growth, and there must be we should be the way we're supposed to be.
Of course.
That is one of the things that I'm calling. So the second thing now, Director, is the guy that called from Belay or whoever. Director, this distraction, I know the mind of these people. They always look for an opportunity to come and say something. Now, they have seen that there was no so much call because because of the money thing that everyone is, people are hesitant not to speak. So they think that this could be a kind of opportunity for them to come and inject something so that there will be no much response as the other time he met some comment like that in this radio station. But Director, he felt we are not going to have any meeting with anybody. They can go and dissolve and join the Biafran group. The time of the meeting that have gone, the time you call them openly to come, and they cannot be. These people are belittling us. Why would they be the one to tell us when to meet, when all of time you've been telling them to come? We give them time, even created a number for them to ring. They did not come. They are insulting us indirectly, and this is not what we are here for. That guy can go to hell. Director, they can dissolve their own radio station. Why would they go? If they want unity, why would they go and be doing another radio station? You want unity, and then you jump. Why in the beginning? Why didn't they start by having the idea of radio station? Don't they know that Biafran people have no radio station until this Radio Biafra start? Now they know that they can go around and start a radio station. Are they not deceiving themselves? They are hypocrites, and we cannot work with such people. When your brother fell, you all you need to do is you come back and say sorry. No, you don't go and start to do another thing. And when you do your own, you think that you by your own. That's how all these Yoruba churches started and spread everywhere and become collecting money from people up and down. These people cannot dictate for us. We give them chance to come and say what they want to say. They give a disclaimer on us. Why would you, the people you give disclaimer on, and you want them to come and this is, I don't like these people to start coming here to be talking rubbish. You said all the things you want to say, and now you are the same people you rejected is the one you are coming to. Why are you coming here? You rejected this registration. Our own way of pursuit is different from what you want. Go your own way and do what you can. At the end, we will see all we are looking for is success. It's not unity. There is no unity in the womb itself. The woman and the child, they are separate. separate individual coming out of this world. They should not come here and start deceiving themselves and thinking that they are deceiving us. Yes, we are struggling. Most of the Biafran families everywhere are struggling to pay their money. But that wouldn't give them the power to come here and start to think that maybe because of that. No, we are not fools.
I've heard what you said, but we are not closing down. So there is no chance of that ever happening. It's impossible. Chukwu Abiam asked us to come, so there is no way he can abandon us. Now, it's not possible. Is he? He's the type of God that doesn't abandon his own. So we are not struggling. We are asking our people to continue to do what they are doing and to do it better. Our atonement is coming up. Thank you very much for that. I think the point is well made. Our high priest is with us. Onisin Chwaja is with us. But I must go to the barrister first. Barrister Mamezu, can you hear me?
Yes, barrister. Very sorry that popped in a bit late because I've been very and practically busy. But I need to say one or two things, Director, before this program ends, because you've been threatening to end the program this morning. But the time has already elapsed.
I'm not threatening. The time has come. I can't threaten. Please go ahead.
Director, let me go back to the news quickly. Ohanaeze, we are backtracking. Why? Because we have busted their bubble.
Everybody listens to Radio
Biafra. Good luck, good luck, go ahead. Is it not them that wrote it?
Yes, now.
Good luck, we support you. Is it not them that wrote it?
It's them.
Now, why did they backtrack? Because we've exposed their stupidity for endorsing Good Luck Jonathan when they don't have international airport. We've exposed their idiosyncrasy for endorsing Good Luck Jonathan when they do not have good roads. Their children are dying on the road every day. They do not have any amenities. They are endorsing good luck because they are sharing money and sharing blood. We have busted their bubble. As a result, Chekwas Okori came to finish them off. Now they are backtracking. We don't think we support. Buhari, look at an evil man from the United States of America giving Buhari how much?
Mention their names. $130,000. They have not asked Buhari, correct, what to do with the money. And I judge, you know, when he's not in the other one. Mad people.
And we have our people shouting because they are contributing $100. Because they are contributing $20.
No. Barrister, is a country contributing $100, not an individual. Please, don't make that mistake.
Not individually.
Not individually.
How meager. Director, regardless, every little helps, will help.
I agree.
I can endorse that. I can endorse it.
Yes, go ahead.
But, Director, what I do not understand is the hypocrisy in our people. So one man can donate 100,000, not even 30,000, not even 40, 100 plus to the House of Fulani Boko Haram to come and wipe your people off. He is the man supporting Boko Haram to carry on killing us. And anyway, probably he is afforded by House of Fulani. If he's giving money to his people, we will not doubt it and we cannot stand in his way. But what a shame. Boko Haram burned down 540 houses in Michka, in the north, killing scores of people. This is what is happening every day. I've never seen a day Boko Haram did not kill anybody. What a shame in the world we live. And we are celebrating today in the zoo. They are happy. Jonathan presiding over a rubbish country, an expired zoo, but is happy to share money and sharing blood the same day. And they are celebrating. I don't think that this common sense is common, Director. Finally, Director, I heard what dear friends are saying and also heard what you yourself say. Our atonement is starting on the 3rd and 4th. Bilier Human Rights want to test our resolve for reconciliation, for atonement. Director, you know me. I am somebody who believes in reconciliation because if I know you, I know you to the end. Even if you offend me at some point in time, I always find it one way or the other to forgive. But unfortunately, at this point in time, Biafrans worldwide, 88 countries and counting, are aware of what transpired. If you ask me personally, Imam Mezu, Director, I will say for the sake of the atonement, for the sake of Opipia, that is what we call it in Igbo land, in Owerri land particularly, Opipia. I remember when you are trying to find out the real name for it.
Yes.
That's what Owerri people call it, Opipia. For the sake of reconciliation and atonement, Opipia, if you ask me, Director, I will say, why not? I know Emeke Siri, I know Egemba, I know Ipa, I know Wada Marachi. These are people we started Radio Biafra with. Unfortunately, at some point, they derailed. Now, if they come back for forgiveness, Director, I will endorse that particular forgiveness. But everything now is going into the hands of Biafrans. They will decide. Maybe my vote may not even count. And if it does count, hallelujah. Director, once again, if you ask me, I say yes. Let's go and reconcile with the people because, you know, I believe in unity. Unity is the reason why we started Radio Biafra. And I'm proud to say that we have united Biafrans worldwide. Director, you took this upon your two shoulders. Going all over the world, making sure that our people are united, because that was my mantra from the beginning, Director, especially here in my house. That's where we started this unity. We have to unite. And that is what I've always preached. But Biafrans, I am now taking this back to you. They wrote a lot of rubbish. They said a lot of things. Somebody can tell you all sorts of things. They may have said it at the point of their anger, which is acceptable, of course. I accept and I agree. But if they come for some kind of forgiveness, that means they are contrite. And if somebody beg you to forgive them, please do so. For Jesus Christ himself says that if you do not forgive your neighbor, Chukwu Abioma himself will find it very difficult to forgive you yourself. Director, I'm not preaching here, but I'm appealing to Biafrans. If you could, forgive them as far as they renounce, as far as they step back, as far as they are prepared to unite with us with pure heart. Because I tell you, sometimes you can unite with somebody, he is looking for a way to get rid of you. Their heart has to be pure, and it has to be seen to be pure, Director. But finally, believe people, I know them. No, not all of them, though. But I know the few I've mentioned. If they come for forgiveness, Director, as you have said, the Afrans will decide. Good morning.
Good morning. Thank you very much, Barrister. Thank you very much for that. We are coming to the end of our program on this very day. We are live. We are direct. We are doing everything humanly possible to ensure that this work, the propagation of this very gospel, continues unabated. Chukwu Abioma determined that we should come. And we have come. That Biafra may be proclaimed in our lifetime. That's what we're saying. That Biafra may come in our lifetime. That's why we're here. We have somebody on Skype. Can you hear me?
Hello, Director. Are you talking to me?
Yes, I'm talking to you, please. Go ahead.
Good morning, Director. My name is David. I'm calling from Germany, Halizala, from a point state I'm from.
You're calling from Germany. Can you please tell me, in all honesty, before God and before man, did you contribute to Radio Biafra, the running of Radio Biafra for the month of September? Did you contribute?
No, Director. No. I did not contribute.
Please,
but
continue. No, you've told us the truth. Just continue. Go ahead.
Okay. Please, Director, I just have some certain things to let you know. I want to let our people know one thing. If you are in opportune to contribute, to invest in this race, you must count yourself the most blessed man or woman on earth, because it's the highest thing, highest investment, the highest thing that you will achieve in life. Because according to Bible, it says, seek first the kingdom of God and other things shall be added unto you. And as I always say to my people, the problem is that you never know where you're going. If the Lord will open your eyes to see this kingdom director is talking about, or we are talking about, you will give even all the last thing you have. Because, like someone said yesterday, don't think that the contribution you're making is the thing that's going to get us this kingdom. No, because the kingdom have already ordained by the Most High God himself, not today, but in the days of our forefathers. That name, Biafran, is already written in the kingdom of God. Not more than 20 years ago, I was 10. Many have heard this word about this kingdom that is about to come from me 20 years ago. Many heard it 15 years ago. Many heard it 10 years ago. Many heard it 5 years ago. Even many heard it 2 years ago. Because sometimes when I try to control myself, I'm forced to speak. And when I speak, sometimes people laugh at me and say, who are you? It's true. I don't know who I am. But what I don't know how to do is when I'm forced, when I'm trying my possible to control myself, when I can't, I speak. When I say to the people, behold heaven, and behold, the best part of it, the best part of heaven, I see is occupied by the black. And by the, what is this black people? Who is this people? These people are the people of Biafrans. Because I was 10 years when I heard a voice from sun. I wake up that morning, it was at the rising of the sun that early morning. When I set my eyes towards the sun, I heard a voice that said to me, son, behold, there you all belong. I said, what that word mean? What you mean? This is the sun. I was never heard about Biafra from my father before I tell him about Biafra by myself. Then he started to tell me the story about Biafra. I said to him, Father, behold the word that I hear. Some voice said to me that here you all belong. How can somebody come from the sun there? He said to me, he don't know. But after when I start to hear about Biafra, I never see the flag of Biafra before I hear this voice. Then a message came to me to my father and said to my father, and said to me, I should let my father know where he belongs. That where he belongs, no matter how he's surrounded by the enemy, but he should fear not, for there he belongs. I abandoned my family because they always take my word for granted. I said to them something now, within 5 hours, 24 hours, everything I said came to pass, but they never listened to me. That is why I left them. Go along talking about this kingdom that is about to come. And anybody that is opportune to contribute this, count yourself among the most blessed. Biafra has been written in heaven, and I always say to people, Biafra is the key of Africa, that I see black arise, I see Africa rise. The rising of Africa is Biafra. I have said this long ago, not today, not 20, not 10 years ago. But people keep on, they don't want to understand me. I see many men, wherever you are, you know I'm talking to you. Some are secret listeners, some listening open, and they are dragging in their heart. You know, they don't have peace, they can't sleep anymore because they are having two voices. One is saying, join this movement, support, and they have all they are giving to do more than others are doing. But they are having a two voice. One is saying, contribute, try, put something in this thing. One is saying, no, don't do that. Instead of that, put all this your money. When Biafra comes, then you use it to invest. You use it to build a company. But I'm telling you today, take my word. Because whatever that you sow in this movement, I am promising you double times you will receive
your line. Because we are losing you. We are losing you. Maybe that is a cue for us. I will go back to him in the evening during our evening broadcast so that he can continue. because the line was a bit shaky. This is No, because your line is not clear at all. It is not clear, not one bit, not clear. This is Radio Biafra, wherever you're calling us from, wherever you have listened to us from. You will call us back again this evening, please. We have come to the end of the program this very morning, a very beautiful morning it has been. We are open, we are transparent, we are truthful, we are God-fearing, and because of that, Biafra will come. Akam Diocha, Obium Diocha, Chukwa Biama, sees the hearts of men in the dark and in the open. If there is anything I have done wrong, Chukwa Biama, you will judge me very harshly, but if my heart is very clear, if I love my people more than I love my own self, if I wish to restore your pride, your honor, and your dignity upon the face of this very earth, as you swore me to, then you will bless me. That's all I say. This is Radio Biafra. We have preached this very gospel this morning because Biafra is our religion. Here on Radio Biafra is where we worship. And as our brother said, Chukwemeke Ojukwu from France. Very, very simple. The reason why we do it is that those who are cowards, they will run away. They will run away. Only the few will remain. Those that, no matter what, that is why in America they make me laugh so much. In Los Angeles, no matter what you say, they come out. They still keep serving their country. They are the people that will not let you down. Do you know why Billy did not succeed in scattering this family? It's because of the way we preach on this radio station. Only the diehard remain with us. Only the diehard remain. The few are back in that gold. I said it before. Do you know why Pussycat is in the house? Pussy. Do you know why it's in the house? They were living in the forest before. Their father frightened them. Odum, the lion. Some ran away and ran to people's homes. Pussy ran into somebody's house. And that's how they became domesticated. And those that are brave remained in the forest, and today they are the king of the jungle. They are the king hunters themselves. This is Radio Biafra. We thank you. Because Biafra is our religion, we shall worship Chukwu Abiam on this very platform, because only he is God. He will guide, bless, nurture, sustain, and keep each and every one of you and your families very safe and very dear for his own kingdom upon the face of the earth, called Biafra. But more importantly and above everything else, this same Chukwu Abiama will bless Biafra. I thank you very much from the bottom of my heart, and from me here this very morning, it is simply as always, good morning.